If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Two cheers for Lisa. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Now, deep breath and quiet.
F me, F me, F me. F me, F me, F me.
Au natural, baby. That's how I like them. Swing low, sweet chariots.
The booty. The booty, Lisa May's got booty. The booty, the booty, Lisa May's got booty.
Let me explain something to you, all right? Cripples are not cool.
Peter, what the hell is that all about?
It's a message, Joe. I don't want you and your kind eating here anymore. You're ruining what was supposed to be a cool establishment.
Peter, you're one of my closest friends. Are you telling me that you have a problem with me being handicapped?
As a matter of fact, Joe, yes, I think it's immoral. It's a lifestyle choice you're forcing on America.
We handicapped are a proud people.
Yeah, when you're not drinking and gambling on your reservations, which we gave you.
And now.
Tomorrow on The Insider, TV's 500-pound man who loves being super obese.
Our feature presentation.
Are you serious?
I saw a few minutes of The Insider last night for the first time in a long time.
Is it still all medical oddities?
No, it's mostly showbiz, but they do work a bit like that one right there. I don't think I saw the story, but they had a tease last night of what TV star was recently chased into the woods by a hippo or something. I don't even know what it was, but that show is so crazy.
It is. This is a tiny, maybe a 35-second montage that I put together of, I think it was during 1 week of that show, The Insider.
The Insider was first to bring you the incredible struggle of Manuel Oribe, the world's fattest man.
You went from morbidly obese to anorexic. What happened?
I went from 350 to 87 in 1 year.
The astonishing case of a little girl who spent years living as a dog.
When I was small, the dogs were breastfeeding me. Yeah,
and while Oksana has improved, she still lives in a home for the mentally ill. The world's smallest pregnant woman confined to a wheelchair. Did this 2-foot-tall mom give birth to a healthy baby? Were there complications?
What the hell is that show doing?
Wow.
So here's what's weird about it, that if you don't watch the show, you don't know why we're so obsessed with it, is that it purports to be an entertainment show, an Entertainment Tonight / Access Hollywood type show where they do red carpets and stuff like
right.
that. But for some weird, freaky reason, they also are obsessed with medical oddities. And I don't know how that fits, but they do it.
They're carving out a niche, man, to make them different from Entertainment Tonight and all the other shows.
If it turned into just a medical oddity show, then I would watch.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Because that's fascinating. Yeah. But, they must have just done one story and got great feedback on it. Because they really have pursued it like it's their thing, mm-hmm. you know, like they're sure. doing something nobody else is doing.
Well, look, the anorexic twins get a makeover. How can you beat that?
A woman raised by dogs?
Used to be. Tomorrow on The Insider, TV's 500-pound man who loves being super obese.
Now, what can that be about?
He loves being super obese. He's very happy with that. And okay. Leonard Nimoy is outside his house trying to take a picture right now.
What was that?
You heard me.
I may have to watch tonight. I may have to see what the story is with the super obese dude, too.
Please do, and then report back, because I want to know.
You know what it's going to be, Bean. I'm happy the way I am. I like myself. This is great. I'm happy.
Not being able to walk is cool.
Yeah, and then you're going to see, like, 2 months from now, you're going to see him on some kind of diet trying to get rid of a lot of the pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. Wow, that insider. That's good stuff. Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 16th of January.
That's what she said.
Oh, that's not what I said.
It's, there you go. All right.
Sorry.
I was going to do it again, but
I got too many things going on here today.
We'll edit that out before it gets on the air. Don't worry.
Hey, Mike, what's the medical term? You're the guy we go to. You're Dr. Mike. What's the homeostasis or homeostasis? What does that mean? What does it do?
That means being at, the average balance of the human body, right?
And having sex with men.
No. Kevin. Oh.
So, in other words, it's just having things working right inside? Is that what
right,
it is?
Your internal temperature is normal. Your body metabolic function is normal. Yeah.
A teacher in a Houston area middle school explained that she was trying to encourage her kids to learn the properties of homeostasis when she allowed them to see which student could drink a gallon of milk in an hour or less.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can't do that.
I have always heard you can't drink a gallon of milk. I've never understood why. I mean, I've drunk a half a gallon of milk at one sitting, and you know, you feel pretty full, but you don't feel like you're sick or you're going to throw up or you're going to die or anything like that. I don't know what happens in that second half gallon that makes it so hard for you.
What makes it impossible, Mike?
Because the human body digests the amino acid profile of milk, cow's milk, very slowly, probably slower than anything else. So to drink a gallon of it at one time, your stomach would literally fill up before it would have any time to start digesting and metabolizing any of that you started drinking
so
at the beginning.
It's too much at one time.
It starts piling up in your stomach.
And so you would throw up.
Yeah. I mean, it's too much for too small a space. That's all.
And that wouldn't be the case with water. You could drink a gallon of water.
Water is much more quickly metabolized. And most all amino acid profile of bovine milk is like one of the slowest things that the human body digests.
Interesting. Well, five students tried to drink a gallon of milk. No one succeeded. However, there was apparently a great deal of vomiting going on.
Good.
And of course, it ended up on YouTube.
Excellent.
And the teacher has been, quote unquote, removed from the classroom. They're apparently investigating. Apparently not maybe a good idea in that class.
It doesn't seem wise. And we've learned, haven't we, that force feeding liquids to people is probably a bad idea.
My God.
That's what she said.
All right. So note to self, don't drink a gallon of milk in an hour.
I can't believe you drank a half a gallon. Who needs that much milk?
I can't remember why.
Yeah, I don't know how desperate you are for milk.
How many cookies did you have?
I do love milk, and it is not uncommon for me to drink a pint and a half or something at a time, which is a lot for some people. But
he's like 7 feet tall, too. So.
I do love milk. That is true.
If you guys remember back about 2 years ago, Dodger pitcher Brad Penny got in a lot of trouble for making one of the opposing team's ball boys do that as a joke.
Oh, really?
It was either Penny or Lowe, one of the two. They got in a lot of trouble. And he's like, I was just fooling around. I thought it would be funny. It was a prank. You know, I'm bored on the road. And he got in a lot of trouble for that.
By the way, I know you people that listen to this radio show, you're like me, and you're counting down already to when you can try that. Because when you hear...
You're thinking, that can't be right.
Because when you hear, you can't do it. It's not physically possible. The only thing that comes to your mind is, well, I better try that. Not sure.
I bet I could do it.
Doesn't sound like it makes any sense. I'm going to try it.
Mike, what's the fastest you could drink a gallon of milk?
I would say at least a couple hours, 2 hours, 3 hours maybe. That's just a guess, but...
Let's have lightning.
I bet Kevin can't do it in 90 minutes.
Oh, nice try, man. Nice try.
The other one is the hard-boiled eggs, like in Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
Remember if you guys ever saw Cool Hand Luke?
Warden
dared Paul Newman to eat like 100 hard-boiled eggs in a matter of a certain amount of time, and you can't do it.
You can't do that?
Yeah, trust me.
For the same reason?
Yeah. It's been put to the test.
A gallon of milk, that's...
That's a lot of milk.
That's a lot of milk.
Man. Who needs that much milk, especially in one sitting?
Yeah, no kidding.
Unless it's chocolate milk.
Then, by the way, chocolate milk, you can drink 2 gallons of.
Okay, now we should dare Dean.
Dean?
Dean.
That's too
deep.
Why not Frank? Why Dean?
90 minutes.
Why is he Dean?
Chocolate milk.
Why don't you have Frank do it?
I'm going to need that clip. That's fantastic.
I was thinking 90 minutes, and I was thinking chocolate. It's
neither of which start with
Dean.
A D, by the way.
Seriously, Laura, what's up with you?
That's funny.
It should make you do it, Bean. It's a hot topic, hot story.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know, but I'm saying...
You love your chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm. I do, but I'm saying we've just read the latest story that is more evidence that it can't be done.
That's but we're giving you 90
we're giving you
minutes.
Chocolate and 90.
That's right. We're making two exceptions.
And it's the opportunity for Omar and I go in the other studio and make chocolate milk. Bean can drink it in 90 minutes.
No, thank you.
Aw, you're no fun. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Dean.
Kevin and Dean, sorry. On today's program, I don't know if you've seen this, but Tom Cruise has a video up at YouTube, and he crazy.
He's pretty intense,
I haven't watched
that
it because I knew we were going to do it today, and I wanted to be able to enjoy the magic first time on the air.
You know how you kind of see what's going on in his life, and you see glimpses of crazy when he was on Oprah's couch and when he was talking to Matt Lauer? You see moments of crazy. This is just him by himself looking into the camera and telling you things that scare the hell out of you. I mean, he really is out of his mind.
Is this all Scientology-related stuff?
It's all, it's about, it is about Scientology and his role in it.
He is a true believer.
And what they
may
can,
be too committed.
What they can do for the world.
Yeah.
And basically, the gist of it is, if you can't stick around, he can do everything as Scientology can, and no one else can do anything for the world because no one else gets
it. But they can save the world,
that's
essentially.
Correct. They can do that.
Okay.
So we got that coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Last night, Ralph went to Cloverfield, so he has seen that movie, which comes out Friday. And we're going to beat him until he tells us what the monster is. And then we're going to beat him because he told us, because we don't want to know.
All right.
No odoro. Is your problem that your genitals smell? Then today's your show.
Come on.
I know. Enjoy your
That's
breakfast, everybody.
Said.
Also, American Idol highlights.
Oh, can't
wait. From sea to shining sea.
Wow.
Wow.
Your dogs were watching that, I bet.
Wow. Ouch.
It was fantastic. All the haters, they don't understand why that show is so great.
Yeah, I don't.
Because they don't watch it.
This part you do.
I don't even watch this part because I know that we're going to cover it. Somebody's going to bring in the clip, so I don't want to.
Couldn't have been more awesome last night. Could not have been more awesome.
I like to enjoy the clips with you all and then go home and watch it
myself.
Watch
it later, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because it's even more delicious when you see them.
That show just drives me out of my mind. And Simon, you know what he did? He probably insulted him. And then you know what Paula did? Probably clapped a little bit. And then Randy said, dog. Hey, I could have watched. I don't even need to watch it.
It works for him. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it
works.
Does. I know.
But Kevin, you're like me. You're fascinated with people and how delusional they are. And that's what's beautiful about these rounds of the show is these people are convinced that they've got it. And everyone in the world is stupid for not appreciating their ability. And you got to love that.
I really do. And you know, we've had the Armenian comedian on for a long time. Exact same thing. His talent is way in the negative. His confidence couldn't be more positive.
Yes.
And that disconnect kills me. I mean, I don't even understand. You know, I wonder if he hears funny things in his head. Because we don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same with the singers.
He hears different jokes. Yeah.
Same with the singers. What about these singers? Do you think that they hear beautiful music coming out and just?
I think they do.
Yeah.
They can't fathom that other people don't get it.
Yeah.
I think they do, and I don't think you hear your own voice because it's going through the bones in your head. I don't think you hear it the way others do, and you can convince yourself that it actually sounds good, even though it doesn't. But what's great about these people is the number of people that walk out that are not undeterred, and I guess you need that if you really are going to make it. But these people won't, but they believe they will, even though. First of all, they'd kill to be on American Idol. And then if they're rejected, American Idol is stupid. They don't even know what they're talking about.
I do love that.
And most of them walk out going, doesn't matter. I'm still going to make it. There's nothing they can do to stand in my way. You'll see me again. How often do you hear that on these shows?
All
on Cops, we'll see you again.
Yeah, right. Anyway, it's great. We do have some highlights.
And comedian Jay Mohr will be in our studio.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
I'm the funniest man alive. Have him in the studio this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, more chances for you to qualify for K-Rock's World Tour 2008 Stop Number 2. We're talking about sending you to Barcelona, Spain to see Radiohead. And that's a cool thing. So you're going to qualify with our new CD, In Rainbows, coming up very soon. And we're going to take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat now.
Hey, Frank. Good morning. How are you?
At least Dean and Bean are right next to each other.
Yeah,
but even so,
one letter off. One letter off. Sometimes you misspeak and you start a word with the wrong letter. I mean, that happens all the time.
Frank and Ralph both have an A in it.
And an R.
Different
and
name.
An R.
Yeah. Not in that order, of course, but
that's true.
Yeah.
We may have been doing this show too long if we're getting so old that we can't recognize our coworkers. That may be the first sign that it's time to think about hanging
out. You mean
up, I guess.
White man?
Ralph and I seem to be pretty accurate.
Yeah. Kevin, Lisa, Bean, Mike, I know everybody.
I can't say their names down. But I know names.
Exactly. Usually, although I'm expecting one morning I'm going to walk in and Kevin's going to go, you're a guy, I can't picture you in my mind.
I'm not getting a picture of your face in my mind.
Who are you?
I've been trying to flush all you from my head for a long time. It's not working.
Yeah. 5:51 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
Sad news. Actor Brad Renfro was found dead in his apartment after spending the night with some friends. According to People magazine, his friends heard him snoring overnight, but he wasn't breathing by morning. Emergency workers declared him dead around 9 a.m. The actor, only 25 years old.
Oh, wow.
You may remember him as a breakout child actor in The Client, the John Grisham movie that he really made his name in. He was an unknown actor who was plucked out of obscurity and put in that film, and then he starred in Apt Pupil as well.
He was great in that.
Yeah, with Sir Ian McKellen, who's a kid who realizes he's growing up next door to a fleeing Nazi war criminal. Another
good times
film.
Comedy.
Great movie.
But after his success, he had a history of drug abuse and some run-ins with the law, so no word yet on his cause of death, but people are already speculating it may have been an overdose, so we'll have to wait and see.
That is
but
sad.
It is sad at 25.
Yeah.
I felt bad, and then I realized I didn't realize that he was still alive anyway, so I couldn't get too upset.
And now you feel better?
No, I don't feel better, but he's kind of out of the consciousness of the public anyway.
More tragic news. High School Musical star Zac Efron was rushed to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center yesterday with appendicitis. Had to have his appendix removed. Tragically, doctors say he's going to recover and be fine. Yeah.
Gay.
Is it on eBay, Ralph?
Ugh.
Could a certain fan pay enough money to own it?
All right. That's creepy.
Doctors say they were shocked to find a large penis also inside Zach.
Really?
Yeah, no word on how that got there, but they're assuming it was entered in via one of his orifi. Orifices?
Did not have
orifix.
Orifi is the plural, it seems like, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Congratulations to my buddy Matthew McConaughey and his smoking hot Brazilian model girlfriend, Camila Alves. She is 3 months pregnant with Matt's baby.
He finally knocked someone up.
Yeah,
he's
looks
been
like,
trying for a long
like
time.
Like he's trapped now. He says on his website, we are stoked and wowed by this miracle of creation and this gift from God.
He was high when he said that.
Stoked and wowed.
He's ready.
Your favorite comedy team from the 50s, by the way, Stoked and Wowed.
Stoked and Wowed, yeah.
Tony Stoked and Brian Wowed. Oh.
When they moved in together?
I saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show when I was a kid, and I never stopped laughing at Stoked and Wowed. Ed Sullivan reference, by the way.
Yeah.
Feel free.
No.
More baby news. Super creepy baby news.
Uh-oh.
TMZ.com is reporting that actor David Spade may be the baby daddy of a 22-year-old Playboy playmate.
Oh!
How does that happen?
Her name is Jillian Grace. With a name like Jillian Grace, you know she just rocks.
She was at our last Kevin and Bean
singles party.
She was?
Singles party. Shut up.
I went.
Were you going around writing down names?
I
happen
to know.
What is your name? I'd like to write it down and know who you are.
If you bring in pictures, I'll show you which one. I'm positive. There's no.
She was at our last singles party.
She was Playmate of the Month in March 2005, and now she's saying she became pregnant following a brief fling with David Spade.
That isn't good for you.
No, it's not.
Did she not know who she was having sex with? Was it a blindfold party or something?
I gotta think he gave her some aqua dots to play with, and then the next thing you know, diggity. David says, if it's true that I'm the father of the child, then I will accept responsibility. Listen, weird gnomish midget. Just say you're the father of the child, whether you are or you're not, because that will be the greatest score of your life.
No kidding.
You freaky little dude. If you got to say, you know that 22-year-old playmate? Knocked her up.
That's mine.
You win. Just pay her, no matter what. Don't even bother with a test. Just accept responsibility now. It'll do wonders for your rep. This is shocking, stunning
where
news.
Where are your paparazzi today, Ralph?
Oh, here they are. How's that?
For once, not
I
my
thought
fault.
Somehow it was Mike's fault.
Speaking of babies, Jessica Alba isn't enjoying being pregnant.
Well, it's the early part of it, right?
Jessica says she's looking forward to being a mom, but Star Magazine reports Jess is having really bad morning sickness and has horrible acne and isn't happy. She's not happy. Imagine how we feel.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba covered with acne throwing up. The only way you could possibly make her less attractive.
Yeah.
See, people, I've said this all along. Why doesn't she have a surrogate carrying this baby?
You're
why isn't some
right,
ugly
Ralph.
Chick throwing up with acne?
I don't
nobody
think
would care. I'm sorry.
Mike, I'm going to wreck you. Gigantic piece of this furniture keeps falling on my leg, and Mike puts it right back in its precarious position, and then it falls back and breaks my ankle again.
I put it back yesterday.
F you.
I thought it was fixed.
Sorry,
look, Ralph is right, and I know Mike once again has derailed the content of the program, but Jessica ought to be able to turn on the TV and look for, you know, the Nikki Blonsky from Hairspray or something and
right.
say, okay, her. She can carry the baby.
You wouldn't even know she was pregnant, by the way. Nikki Blonsky.
Exactly.
Have you lost some weight? No, I'm pregnant with a child. Oh, I knew you something looked different.
This is an evil
that should
show.
Be how it works.
It is.
Stars
evil
should
men.
Be able to pick somebody off the TV to carry their child.
I hate
agree.
You all.
You don't even go to
some horrible people.
You don't even go to an ugly girl list where they lined up
nope.
to carry the baby.
Nope.
They just
the celebrities
pick out someone
need to carry
random?
Celebrity babies.
Jessica
uh-huh.
should be able to just point.
Yeah.
Just pluck somebody of obscurity and just give them the job. Just
be put into servitude.
That's what I'm
all
saying.
Right.
I like make it. That happen.
Yeah.
Speaking of babies. Paula Abdul has announced she's ready to be a mother.
Oh,
she's
no.
Not
the
ready.
Rest of America, that was my joke there.
Okay. Oh, no, no.
According to Star Magazine, American Idol judge said she's ready to be a mom-to-be, either with a biological child or by adoption.
Oh, no.
And she's already told her boyfriend that she'll do it with him or without him. All right, let's put together some sort of strike force to get a box,
what are we gonna do?
Box of those birth control pills.
Right.
And just shove them down her throat. Like a year's worth, whatever it takes.
Wow.
Or whatever. Whatever we need to do. We need
put
to step
her out
in now.
And put that.
Look, if you could go back in time and kill Hitler, this is like our opportunity with Britney Spears. This is what we could have done. When Britney said she was going to have babies, we could have stepped in.
Yeah,
right.
Now it's time for us to step in for another crazy broad that starts having kids. We gotta give her the Norplant or something.
Norplant, yeah.
Yeah.
Five Did that work for a long time?
5 years.
5 years?
Oh,
yeah.
we gotta get like sniper's rifle and just shoot one into the back of her neck.
She will barely feel it. What's that?
Mosquito? No, Norplant.
5 years from now, we're going to be right back there.
That's all right. We'll go back in.
Yeah.
Speaking of horrible babies or horrible mothers.
Yeah.
Now it looks like that during the standoff between Britney Spears and cops when she wouldn't give her kids over to K-Fed.
In the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. The reason Jaden had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I wondered what the reason was.
Was that Jaden was screaming and yelling and squirming while Britney was locked in the bathroom with him. So she gave him some NyQuil to keep him quiet.
Oh, my God.
Full strength NyQuil?
Yeah.
Wow.
Grown up boy NyQuil.
Yeah. Good for kids, though, right?
It is. Helps them sleep, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Puts them down.
It's a little strong, I think, for kids.
Oh, you're so picky.
Yeah.
Finally, Britney does one smart thing, and everyone's turning on her. And by the way, her ex-husband, I'm telling you something, more and more, this dude is getting my respect. Not, of course, for One Tree Hill last night.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it, but apparently it was horrific.
Yeah.
But he did an interview with Interview Magazine, coincidentally. And he says, regarding this whole situation, that he can absolutely see why the public is obsessed with their situation. But he says, personally, he's gained a lot of exposure out of it and doesn't regret people getting a look at his life.
Well, that's
and you
honest.
Respect him for that?
That's an honest
it's
statement.
It's completely honest, and he seems to understand the situation
I'm
completely.
Getting some good PR out of it.
He absolutely is. He's not afraid to admit it. Rather than saying, oh, I wish people would just leave me alone, and it's all the press's fault and everything. He says, look, I understand what people are interested. I get it, and I don't regret it. So, it's not exactly, noble.
No.
But it certainly is honest. And lastly, in my pantheon of bad parenting, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Apparently doesn't believe in a bedtime for his kids.
Oh, good.
Apparently, according to Vegas Confidential, he was in Vegas with his three children, and he had them open up the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Vegas.
Right.
In the middle of the night, so he and his three children could take a tour.
Those poor kids.
Imagine
in the
waking
middle of
them
night.
Up, waking
wake
up
them
and
up.
Drag them down to
Come
a wax
on,
museum.
We're going to see wax.
Daddy wants to see wax.
This happened last Monday night, apparently, and according to insiders, he was especially interested in the Evel Knievel wax figure. That was his favorite.
Do really? We know why?
Maybe because Evel just died and he likes dead people. In a related story, security almost didn't let Michael Jackson out of the wax museum, thinking that he was, in fact, the wax figure of Michael Jackson, which is an easy mistake to make, I think, for anybody. So.
Hey, after you see Night at the Museum, man, you think, hey, that could happen.
Oh, my God.
No. I don't think so. Thank you, Ralph.
It's not the truth. It's garbage.
See, that was a movie where the figures in the movie came to life.
I think we all understand the theme of the movie. We get
that's
that.
What happened with Michael Jackson and the statue, and it's what the guard might have thought.
Yeah.
So don't believe that stupidity. Don't waste your money on it.
Okay.
Happy celebrity birthday to John Carpenter, film director who gave us Halloween and Escape from New York and The Fog and The Thing and other movies to start with The. He is 60 years old today. Sade! Remember her?
Yeah.
Sure. Smooth Operator. She's 49 years old today. Supermodel Kate Moss is 32 ounces. And David Chokichi. Remember David Chokichi?
Oh, no, I don't.
From
I don't,
Baywatch?
No, I don't know.
He was Cody Madison on Baywatch. He really.
I kind of do.
He was the one who sort of kicked off the whole Frosted Tips craze. We have him to thank for frosted tips on television.
Excellent.
And he, I think he was banging Pam Anderson on that show, too, I think.
Who wasn't?
I know, but come on. You weren't.
If you're on that show.
I know, wasn't. You weren't.
No, I wasn't.
You and I weren't.
But if you're on that show, that's part of your contract. That's part of your deal.
David Chokichi is 40 years old. Happy birthday, Choker. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I haven't checked myself, which is probably not good, but we're told that that breakfast is up at KROQ.com.
That is the word from the King of Mexico. I also have not personally looked at it, but he says it's there, so it's good enough for me.
There's a breakfast page you can click on, and here are a bunch of different breakfasts. And the latest one with Foo Fighters is there, except for the whole first half hour when we were unable to be on the air, and we had a great conversation with Dave.
You did. Who knew?
Yep. That was good.
Entertaining for the couple of hundred people that were there at the Troubadour. But the rest of the breakfast and all of their musical performances that sound so great are up at, as Kevin mentioned, the breakfast page, Kevin Bean section, krock.com. And by the way, speaking of great K-Rock music, don't forget Radiohead in Barcelona, Spain.
Nice.
You'll get to go Friday as the grand prize drawing we do of everyone who wins this week as you qualify with In Rainbows, their new CD. Another chance for that coming up this hour on the Kevin Bean Sean K-Rock.
Janice Dickinson is a crazy model, supermodel.
Yeah.
I guess
she's...
I guess she's she considers herself the first supermodel.
That's
what
she says.
She will tell you that. Yeah.
She's done a good job of making people believe. In fact, she was the first woman about whom that term was used.
Right. But she's crazy in a lot of different ways. She's been on some reality TV.
Yeah, she has her own show.
She has her own show now that's popular. She really got big after being on the Tyra Banks show, America's Next Top Model, in the first couple of seasons. And she's just always out there. I mean, she's one of these stars who's great at self-promotion. We've had her on the show. She's very entertaining, very likable woman, but she's crazy.
She's crazy. And they're getting in all kinds of – she's getting in all kinds of problems with Sylvester Stallone because they used to be, I think, engaged.
No kidding.
For a little while. And then – and I don't know what's going on, but apparently he was doing some kind of a press junket for Rambo 4.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed up and she was trying to, you know, fight her way in. And she was yelling about the human growth hormone that he took. And that she's also now saying that he injected her with. That he was taking human growth hormone to get bigger and work out. And that he also injected her, Janice Dickinson, with it.
Well, she weighs like 130 pounds. Why? Maybe that's why. Maybe that's the answer.
I really don't know. But we have Sylvester on the line. We thought we'd just try and get to the bottom of it. It's pretty impossible to get to the bottom of the truth with Janice.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Sylvester Stallone, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
We're very good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. We're a little concerned, a little confused as to what your ex, Janice Dickinson, is going around town talking about. Have you you been following the story at all, Sly?
I heard the things she said about me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not following it too closely because, she's crazy.
She is crazy.
Yeah, she's definitely crazy. She accused you of shooting her up with steroids. She says, in addition to Sly taking them, he also chased me around the house and stuck me with the needle.
What did she say that for? I didn't do nothing like that.
Well, we don't know. That's just what she's claiming.
She drew first blood. I came back in the house. She spit on me. Called me a baby killer.
Did she really?
And then she drew first blood. No, that's not correct.
That's not correct. You're right.
That is not what I did.
And then she also said, if he doesn't shut his big mouth, I'm going to really tell everybody what he did to me.
Oh, she said that?
Yep.
All right, here's what happened. I did inject her.
You did?
You did.
But it was with cyanide.
Oh!
It wasn't steroids at all.
Cyanide. Well, that's okay.
I was trying to kill her.
Right.
I didn't want to make her bigger. I wanted to make her dead.
Okay. I see.
But okay. She won't die.
No. Apparently not.
She's like this horrible monster. Keeps coming at you and talking and talking and talking until you can't take her anymore. You want me to fight the fight? I'll fight the big fight.
Nobody wants you to fight, Sylvester. We're just talking about Janice.
I couldn't believe she wouldn't die.
Right. Yeah, well, that had to be shocking.
It was horrible.
Now,
it was really infuriating.
Now, you're
me as a person made me mentally irregular.
Because she wouldn't die.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't think it's any surprise that you did human growth hormone. You did get arrested for it in Australia, at least
once.
I got
arrested for carrying it.
Right.
Well, I don't do it.
But
I just
why
like
would
to
you
be around it?
Why would you take it all the way to Australia with you and risk being arrested if it's not something you need or use?
It's like a security blanket for me.
In case your muscles start going away quickly, you got
case,
it.
But they haven't yet.
No,
I'm huge. Look at the size of me!
Well, for a guy in his 60s, yeah, you do look pretty buff. I got to be honest, Sly.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You're buff, too.
Nope. Yeah, I am. Very much so. Now, this was a... I'm sure you regret ever meeting or dating Janice Dickinson,
yeah,
but this
I
was
want
a...
Her dead. Did I mention that?
You did say that,
I want her dead!
Yeah.
I would like to say I'm dying!
Right. Wow. Okay. This was, I mean, that's a lot of hate for somebody you broke up with all the way back in 1993. And it seems like it was a really, really ugly split.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that she pushed me.
Oh.
And when you push somebody, killing's as easy as breathing.
That's what I hear.
I have heard that, yes.
Heroes don't die, they just reload.
I've heard that, too.
Yes.
January 25th.
Right. Sounds like you might be promoting the movie a little
January
bit.
January
yeah.
25th, Rambo.
We're aware of Rambo.
January 25th.
Right. We're excited about
this
Rambo.
It's January 25th.
Right.
You want to come here and see the movie? All right, I'll go see the big movie.
Now he's talking to himself.
Yeah. There Rambo, must be some January other drugs 25th. You can take to feel better.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? You were mumbling.
Rambo, January 25th.
Right. Funny man Jay Moore on the program today. Also something called No Odoro, which I can't believe is going to be on our show.
Yeah.
Best name but, for a product ever, though.
Yes,
it really
it is.
Rolls off the tongue.
It really is
no
easy to
odoro.
Say.
But apparently Lisa Mays had a problem, and she says this is what saved her. So I guess we'll have that.
Somebody's got to address
problem.
It. I can't sit next to her in a studio anymore.
Oh, you
I
understand. Guys.
It's the seagulls circling overhead yeah. that really wow. get distracting.
I think it's for men.
It is for men, yes. You know, Bean and I started doing radio a while back, and both of us were horrible. Still
hey,
are.
Speak for yourself, by the way.
Yeah. We've all heard your goodbye song, yeah. Bean. Don't make me pull that out.
Baxter, why are you leaving the radio studio?
And we started at little radio, tiny radio stations in tiny towns.
Mm-hmm. True.
Psycho Mike, who works on this program, has started doing some overnight shifts here on K-Rock and did set this past Saturday night from 8 to midnight, which is a way bigger start than us. And no
yeah.
matter what we
say, break.
Yes, and no matter what we say, we're going to make fun of him and mock him, but no matter what we say, he's so far ahead of where we were at this point. Just want to say that up front. Okay. Now, let's mock him.
But it's not like he hasn't been on the radio before.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, but it's very different doing a shift by yourself.
It is very it's different, very especially different. If you're Psycho Mike, apparently. Because I heard his show on Saturday. And here's the thing that I caught my attention is we've been working with Mike on the show for a long time now. Mm-hmm. And Mike's a well-spoken, interesting, articulate fellow who's very talented.
Tells long stories, but other than
he's
that.
He's long-winded. Like yeah. this morning, he was saying, you know, homeostasis is the standard, you know, state of the body in balance. And he was very articulate. And mm-hmm. then, for some reason, on his own show, Saturday night, he just loses his mind and becomes radio guy.
I'm glad you guys pointed that out. I wasn't aware that I'd lose my mind and become radio guy.
Well,
but,
let's listen. Let's listen
okay,
together,
okay,
shall
let's,
we?
Let's. This you guys point.
106.7 K-Rock. It's K-R-O-Q. Good evening.
What the hell's that, first
you're
of
Dracula?
All?
Dracula?
Good evening.
Yeah. Is or that like just... a circus leader, one of the two.
Good evening.
Well, the thing is that I'm having a lot of fun. I will say that. That I could tell you on Saturday nights. I come in here, I'm having a lot of fun. I don't know. Maybe I just, like, go off into the zone.
But your audience isn't. I think that's the point. Look, here's something I should say, Mike, and this is one of the reasons I think that a lot of people listen to stations like K-Rock and can't listen to stations like Kiss FM is because the DJs over there are DJs. You know what I mean? They're pukey radio guys who say dumb radio things. They don't sound like real people. You just want them to turn off the mic and talk like a regular person is what you want. And I think that's what people want from K-Rock, too. They don't want somebody screaming at them and doing funny voices and all that kind of nonsense.
You haven't heard funny voices yet. This has only just begun. Here's another from Saturday night.
106.7 K-Rock. It's K-R-O-Q. What's up? I'm Psycho Mike. That's brand new K-Rock music from Linkin Park called Given Up. Not Given Up, past tense, Given Up. It's Blur on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
See, I now, I don't...
It's Blur.
I wouldn't call myself pukey. I may be a little intense, a little high strung.
Not Given Up.
I wouldn't say it's pukey.
Meth?
No one would you talks say it's like meth? That, hey, is huh? what I'm saying, Mike.
Meth?
No one not on methamphetamine talks like that.
Right, that's
okay.
correct.
All right.
Can't believe we don't have the break. We were talking about Muse, because that was my favorite one.
When
I called when I was driving to Alex's birthday party.
Yeah, that one magically was not recorded.
He literally came on and said, "Hey, it's Psycho Mike on K-R-O-Q!" I was like, why is this man yelling at me in my car? Yeah. Make him stop.
If you allow me to recreate, I think it was something like that. And after I said, "Is Muse the best band ever?"
That's what he said.
Don't take my word for it. Go to their website. They have a brand new.
somewhere in that ballpark.
He's been hanging out with Jed the Fish too long.
That's what he was doing.
Many people believe them to be a nom de plume side project of Green Day, but that is yet to be proven. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music on the way, including The Killers, Rage Against the Machine, and Weezer. This is K-Rock.
Who is that guy?
He's trying to find his way.
Who is he?
I will tell you that
it takes time.
When you're starting out, you want to be good. So you try too hard. That's what happens a lot of times is you try to be the most interesting, engaging person you can. And, you know, you really can't do that. But you try so hard. I think that's what's happening here.
It actually takes some time and practice to talk normally on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the hardest thing to do.
You go through trying to sound like a DJ, and then you realize DJs suck. And then you try to break all those habits. You never had to do that because you started at this level too, bitch.
106.7 K-Rock. It's the world-famous KROQ. What's up, Psycho Mike? Just announced Paramore's coming back to town. April 5th at Verizon. Go to krock.com for details.
Not bad.
Why do you talk that way?
For details.
Is there a little pressure that
little
it's Saturday night, too, and everybody's up, and you need to be up for them?
Dude, it's Saturday night. It's got to have that intense identity.
Are you afraid the Paramore information isn't interesting enough? So you need to start putting an emphasis on words that don't usually get there.
I was reviewing this same air check with people that matter here, you know, outside of the
management.
You watch outside of the waist guy and K-Dub. And he says, because you were talking about Paramore, did you have to turn into Dave the King of Mexico?
Okay, here's, this is fantastic, and I'm not sure where this came from.
7K Rock is K-R-O-Q. Hello there.
Hello there.
That's
hello,
my
Kingfish.
Hello. Ever popular Frederick Douglass.
Hello
I
there.
I thought it would go over well.
What the hell's that? Why are you all of a sudden a slave? Come on.
Amari Gardner from Los Angeles, the city of the body bag. Congratulations. You're going to the breakfast with the Foo Fighters this Monday. There's plenty more tickets where that came from. Punk, so keep it tuned to K-Rock.
K-Rock.
NWA. Come
punk.
On.
Hey. K-Rock, listen to me do things with my voice. K-Rock, you ain't I kind of you.
That's how he signed off.
Thank. It's a world famous K-Rock. I'm Psycho Mike. I love that song. It's brand new K-Rock music from Against Me called Stop. As I said, I'm Psycho Mike, and I am now out of here.
My favorite part is that he had to say his name twice in four seconds.
Now, time out.
4 seconds.
Cut me some slack. You edited out about 14 seconds of audio between me saying myself
twice.
Oh,
I didn't. Maybe Omar did.
But yeah, I mean, I did talk in between.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And what happened when that part didn't get recorded that Ralph heard?
Huh?
About Muse.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm sorry, my headphones must be ringing.
Yeah. Ralph, recreate what you heard again, because this is fascinating to me. I love this.
Hey, this is Psycho Mike on KROQ! Is Muse the best band in the world? Are they? Don't take my word for it. Go to their website, Muse.com. They've got live clips of their show! You can listen to live clips! They have clips, and you can see, in total, you can have them live performing live, and you can watch them on their website.
It's like somebody's goosing him. Somebody's stabbing him every few seconds.
Someone had a cattle prod up his ass and was zapping his intestines.
Oh, Mike.
What's wrong with you being you, Mike? That's what we're asking. Why can't you just be you?
I don't even know who I am anymore. Listen, the truth be told, maybe you guys are right. Maybe for the first crack at it, I was a little too keyed up, a little too pumped.
Maybe a bit.
Maybe trying a little too hard.
I think you're on the juice again.
You should stop the juice.
Stop the injection. Stop your cycle of clean and clear and or whatever it is you're smearing on yourself. Just stop it, man.
I just wanted to make sure that when midnight rolled around and I was leaving here, I wanted to make sure that I gave every last drop of what I had. I didn't want to leave the listeners
That's
guessing.
What she
and
said.
Did you leave it all here?
Huh?
Did you leave it all here?
I left it all in the playing field.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know the janitorial staff was complaining about that the next morning.
Is that the best band or what?
All right, Mike, calm down.
Sorry.
It's the Kevin DeBeat Show at K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. As you know, K-Rock World Tour 2008 is in effect right now. Destination number 2 sends you to Spain. Barcelona, to be exact, to see Radiohead in concert. You win in rainbows when you qualify. And Cameron Johnson from Riverside just did that. We'll have another chance for you to qualify coming up on the world-famous K-Rock.
I love The Insider.
I know you do.
It's the show that follows Entertainment Tonight. And it is bad on every level. It's really awful. And they've been doing stories this week. I don't know if you remember how much the coverage was with Anna Nicole Smith before she passed.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Every show. Yes. It's like Britney Spears now. You couldn't get away from it anywhere you went. Yeah. Larry Birkhead, the whole trial, you know, Howard K. Stern, the lawyer, trying to see everybody's going after the money and she passed away and who did it and who was in the room.
Was this the story you were talking about?
Tomorrow on The Insider, TV's 500-pound man who loves being super obese.
No.
Tomorrow on The Insider.
That wasn't it, huh?
No, they do their share of medical oddities to you.
Was it this one?
The TV star caught the middle of a dangerous herd of hippos.
Okay, is that it?
Nope.
Okay, that wasn't it either.
But they know how to sniff out the big stories, don't they?
They sure do.
So apparently this week they're doing stories on Danny Lynn, who is the baby, and Nicole Smith's baby.
Right.
Who they were fighting over for a long time. And apparently Danny Lynn has to wear an eye patch. That's not funny, first of all. But second of all, she has to wear an eye patch.
And it's because one, I guess it's not super uncommon, but one eye is a little bit lazy, so they want to make it stronger by making her see out of just that eye so that it's forced to work more. Is that what they do?
Sorry, I had a little something in my throat. So she's wearing an eye patch, and The Insider and Entertainment Tonight have spent this week talking about it.
Why do we care if a baby who was born of a dead celebrity has to wear an eye patch or not?
I think they're just in the mode of, if it has to do with Anna Nicole Smith, we must cover it in depth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So both of them did like a two-part thing a couple of nights ago where they were talking about the eye patch. And he comes right out and asks Larry Birkhead, I'm just going to ask you, is she going blind? And he said no. So now this is the continuation last night on The Insider. They continued the story.
After they said she's not going blind.
So she's not going blind. She's got the eye patch. Everything's good. But now they need to know, a further question so they can tease it over. And I'm sure they'll do something again tomorrow night as well.
Was Anna aware of the eye and the situation?
Okay, so was Anna aware of the eye and the situation?
Well, she was.
Larry got his first glimpses of his daughter on E.T. and The Insider.
That's my favorite thing, is that they have to always work themselves into the middle of the story and mention themselves over and over.
We were the first to break it.
He saw her here on this program. Shut up.
No. And he noticed Danny Lynn's eyes appeared to be crossed, only to find out recently that the now 16-month-old has a condition known as strabismus.
A lot of kids have it early on, and then their eyes tend to develop and their muscles and everything, and it kind of corrects itself.
He got the baby, and Howard K. Stern, her attorney, got the money, right? Wasn't that the deal they brokered?
I don't think he gets all of it. I mean, I don't think anyone's gotten it yet, but she did marry a billionaire, and I think there's like $500 million that might go to Anna Nicole Smith's
offspring.
Yeah, so in my opinion, Larry wanted the kid because he could get dough. I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah.
But Larry and Howard K. Stern, the lawyer, of course, has been sticking around all this time, in my opinion.
Yeah, I
just
think they cut
cash.
Some sort of deal.
Yeah.
In Danny Lynn's case, she's wearing an eye patch to help the weaker eye get stronger.
Arr!
Larry is very protective over Danny Lynn, but he understands that he can't shelter her forever.
Oh, really? He can't shelter her forever?
She's a year and a half old. You got to throw her out in the
spotlight.
There's
a point where school is going to come into play. I mean, at some point, you have to just almost let go a little bit and go, you know what, she needs to be around other kids her age. And
okay, now that's not Larry Birkhead, by the way. That's the guy, I don't know who it is, from The Insider. He's telling Larry what he has to do with the kid.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's you
that's
know,
him. That's him.
I can tell that's tough on you.
Listen to the music.
Can we take a break for a second?
Yeah.
Can we take
He's
a break?
He's weeping up because he might have to let his daughter play with other kids at some point.
He's choked up.
What is that about?
I don't even get that.
He's choked up because he can't protect her forever, Bean.
Okay.
I don't know. I love, love, love that music, though. So, they run out of questions about her. And so they ask, I'm not kidding, you're going to think I'm kidding. They ask him, Larry Birkhead, to give them a tour of her walk-in closet.
She has a walk-in closet.
Yes.
At her age.
And they take the insider cameras inside the closet and have a look.
It's easy to understand why Larry gets so emotional about Danny Lynn. His love for her is obvious, especially when he showed Mark around her walk-in closet.
Come on in, look. Tons of stuff. Wow.
Tons of stuff. Wow.
What a lucky baby.
Yeah.
How about that? The insider got the scoop. If you want to see Danny Lynn's closet, you got to watch The Insider.
Oh, God.
So now they start talking about the support that Larry Birkhead has received via email.
And Larry is appreciative of all the support he's received. He says he's gotten tons of emails from other parents whose children have gone through what Dani Lynn is right now. Arr. So he knows she's not alone.
What I really want people to know is that Dani Lynn's fine. She's going to be just fine.
Well, despite this medical hurdle, Dani Lynn is doing terrific.
Okay, so there's nothing wrong with her, but we just filled three nights worth of TV.
Excellent.
You know, she didn't have leukemia, okay? I mean, she wasn't hit by a car.
She had an eye patch beam.
She had an eye patch, and she's a one.
Now it's she's 16 months, right? Now it is, now it's over, right? I mean, they're out.
Well,
what else?
Certainly.
Once you've seen her closet?
Once you've toured the closet, you're out.
You're
absolutely
out. There's no possible way you could tie this into tomorrow.
And tomorrow you will see even more proof.
Dani Lynn's first steps on The Insider, walking on her tippy toes.
No.
Dani Lynn's
the tape.
First steps.
We're not going to watch Dani
Lynn
walk.
On The Insider tonight.
That can't look. I know that there's a writer's strike, but that can't be what we're reduced to is watching infants walk. That can't be programming.
Takes her first steps on The Insider.
And are there people who are like, yay, I can't wait until tomorrow
to
watch this show?
They must have.
Or are they just too lazy to change the channel?
I don't know. They must have found during the Anna Nicole days that talking about her was magic in the ratings. They must have found that out.
And it spilled over to her child?
Yes, because they're doing three nights on Dani Lynn with an eye patch.
So far that we know about three nights. It could be more. Look, I want Dani Lynn
poopy.
And Larry Birkhead and everyone else involved in the show
Howard
or that family. Yes, I want them all to be with the guy who's chased by a hippo. That's what I want to see happen.
Put them all in one special?
Yes.
Oh, tonight. Oh, I'm counting down the time now to see her first steps on her tippy toes.
Does she go on her left foot first and then her right foot?
Both at
the same time?
You think both? I don't know.
Bet, you guys.
Wow, let's bet. Let's make a
pool. Does she rock back and forth on the balls of her feet before she gets up on her tippy toes? Or does she go right for it?
That's a great question.
Tom Cruise talking about Scientology. Got the video? Seen the video? Going to share the video coming up after the news at 7 o'clock. And you will not want to miss this. This may be the craziest Tom Cruise has ever been. Would you guys agree with me?
Crazy!
Yeah.
It's the real Tom Cruise. That's the beauty.
Yeah, that's the beauty. Is finally, it's coming out. This is some kind of a Scientology award.
He got the Medal of Valor.
What?
Medal of Valor.
Yes.
Apparently he was valorous.
Well, whoever released this will be killed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Already dead.
They're going to be taken down to the empty tanker down in Long Beach and chained up for a few weeks.
You definitely do not want to miss it. It's coming up after the news at 7. Plus, Ralph talks about the Cloverfield movie that he saw and comedian Jay Moore on the way this morning. Correct right now, 6:55, time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Monday, Britney Spears had her visitation rights taken away from her.
She was 4 hours late to court.
Regarding her two children with Kevin Federline.
Right.
She can no longer see those two children.
Even visit with court supervision.
No contact whatsoever until further notice.
That's the right decision, by the way.
Monday night, there are photos of her at the Beverly Hills Rite Aid shopping. Mm-hmm. So they took some video pictures of her shopping, and they zoomed in. They said, what has she got in her hand? What's she shopping for? A pregnancy test.
Oh, my.
Where are you going?
Goodness.
Really?
You check out the photos at WWTDD.com. What would Tyler Durden do.com. There are photos of her, and she's got in her hands.
Really?
Pregnancy tests deciding which one to buy.
Oh, no.
Sure, she can't raise the two kids. But the third one?
Oh, no.
I've got a really good feeling about it.
And she can't even use the excuse that was always there for her, which is, I'm getting it for my little sister.
That's true.
Oh, no.
So, yet again, a new day, a new story with Britney Spears.
The judge should bar her from contact beginning at birth. They take the baby from her and go. She never sees it again.
Bar her from having sexual intercourse if there's any danger of her getting pregnant. Let's just hold her down and tie her tubes.
Yep.
Is what
Send in the Navy SEALs and just have them do it.
That's
middle
right,
of the night.
Middle of the night. Commando strike force to just go up there and just tie her off.
I liked your previous idea about putting Norplant in a lawn dart and just hurling it at people that shouldn't have babies.
Like a blowgun. Just just plant it right in the back.
What was that, y'all?
Oh, Kevin's had another impression to his pantheon of voices.
Now I'd like to hear the Queen talking to Britney Spears, please.
And Alf answers the door.
I am not your little monkey.
Speaking of baby news, congratulations to Matthew McConaughey and his smoking hot girlfriend, Camila Alves. She's a Brazilian model.
They're always nice.
Of course.
Brazilian models are always nice. I find that to be true. Matthew himself confirmed the story that they're going to have a baby on his own website. Let me read you what Matty Mac wrote on his website, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Got some blessed news. A celebration of life and bounty. A newborn conceived. Yes, my girlfriend Camila and I made a baby together. We are stoked and wowed by this miracle of creation and this gift from God. And so excited for the adventure that will come in raising this child, being a mother and father. Wish us the best. Keep us in your prayers. And God bless evolution.
Huh?
I don't know. It's an interesting turn of phrase. God bless evolution.
Seems like he'd be a fun dad.
Sure.
Yeah.
The best.
If you don't mind your lullabies played on a bongo.
Sure.
Don't mind a little secondhand contact high in the nursery. A good time for everybody. Speaking of contact highs, apparently Paris Hilton has taken some time out from her Bible studies and helping, you know, children in foreign countries.
And elephants.
Right.
And elephants. To just smoke out. Just smoke.
What's she smoking?
Apparently she recently checked out of a four-star hotel, and the staff was complaining after she vacated the room. A specialized cleaning crew had to be brought in to try to remove the smell of pot that permeated the room. Holy smokes, indeed, Psycho Mike!
They should just give that room out to people who want that.
It was at the Peninsula Hotel in Beverly Hills, and they said the room stunk so badly, the smell of marijuana, that they had to close off the room and bring somebody in to try to get the stench out.
My God,
I'm really stoned. Sorry.
It's a lot of pot.
Yes.
Yeah. You're stinking up a room that bad. They got to bring in specialists.
How do you know she wasn't reading her Bible while smoking the pot, right?
Hey, look, the How Bible's a lot more entertaining when I'm high. I know that much.
Dude, Kane's so effed up evil.
Zac Efron was rushed to the hospital. Yesterday he went to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center to have his appendix removed.
It's Bean's Bell, by the way, for Zac Efron. None of us agree with it.
Yeah. Sadly, his representatives say he's going to be fine.
Oh, how dare you.
And while he was in there, he had something else removed.
What's that?
From his sphincter.
Oh!
Nope. Did not happen.
It was known as a Steve-ectomy.
Did not happen.
So at least he was there with a team of doctors around him, and it helped. Because they really couldn't work on his appendix with Steve hanging around.
Yeah.
They
he
had to get
and
rid
I
of
are
Steve
very
first.
Straight and very much in love, and we'll be together forever.
Speaking of being fruity friends, Clay Aiken.
Wow, back to back. This is the best day ever.
Got extremely upset during a recent interview with Newsweek magazine. They were interviewing him about his new gig on Broadway, but they ventured into the controversy about Kelly Ripa and Rosie O'Donnell. Remember he put his hand over Kelly Ripa's mouth when he was guest hosting Regis
yes.
and Kathy, or whatever the show is?
Right. Kelly, right?
Yeah. And then she said, get that hand off me. I don't know where it's been.
Right.
Making sort of a hygiene joke. Rosie O'Donnell then said that Kelly Ripa was homophobic because...
Because she didn't want his hand on her mouth?
Yes. Because Clay's gay and that was some sort of thinly veiled...
I see.
...age joke or something. Which, of course, it obviously wasn't. Anybody put anybody's hand on your mouth would be kind of creepy regardless of their sexual orientation.
And if you guys watch the show, he was in the audience, like, shaking hands with the audience and then came back and immediately did that.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. Yeah.
Anyway... Clay got so ticked off that he ended the interview immediately and said, this is Newsweek, not the National Enquirer, and stormed out.
Wow, touchy.
Ooh! Ooh!
Oh, no, he didn't.
He was immediately rushed to the hospital for a Dave-ectomy.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah. How are you going to come at all my favorites like that?
Oh.
Why do you love the gay man so much?
First of all, Clay isn't gay, and neither is Zach. That's first and second of all. And third of all, neither am I. We're all just very happy people.
I think he's gay.
Yep, you're right.
Hey, congratulations. We can all just write off the 2008 television season.
The whole thing?
Really?
It's not coming back?
It's a goner. Four major television studios have canceled dozens of writers' contracts as of yesterday. And that basically means the rest of this season of new television has been canceled.
Wow. Ralph, does that mean, for instance, that Lost will not come back at the end of this month because they said they didn't want to put it on until they thought they could have episodes running continuously?
Or? I don't know what it means for shows that they still have in the can. I know House is going to come back at the end of the month. They're going to run up a few episodes, but I know they've shut down production.
But whatever they have now is all they're going to have.
That's what I'm saying, because January is the beginning of pilot season. This is when the networks order their new scripted shows. They look at the scripts and they decide what they're going to start producing for the pilots for March.
Right.
And then they decide which of those pilots they're going to pick up, and then they go into production for the series for the fall, for the new television series. Well, none of that will happen this year, so there will be no new television this year.
Even all the way through Christmas?
Yes.
Wow!
Because they got to get into production now. And they've canceled all these deals with all these writers. They've laid off tons of people, as well as there is tons of people in the production and also in the executive positions at the networks. So they're just in no position to make television at this point.
It's January 16th. The rest of the year is not new.
No.
That sucks.
And lastly, congratulations to Diane Keaton, who's always been a favorite actress of mine. If you've ever seen the Godfather movie, she plays Michael Corleone's wife in those films. She also was in Reds with Jack Nicholson and Warren Beatty. She's been a very talented actress, around for a long time. She's got that new movie coming out, Mad Money, with Katie Holmes and Queen Latifah this weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. She's made some bad choices lately.
But she made an excellent choice yesterday when live on Good Morning America, she dropped the F-bomb.
Yes!
Yeah, really?
I love that.
Diane Keaton was chatting with Diane Sawyer, saying how much she admired Sawyer's beauty, especially her lips. Diane Keaton said, "If I had lips like that, I wouldn't have had to work so hard on my effing personality.
Awesome.
And I'd be married by now."
Did they kiss?
Experts are saying that Good Morning America is unlikely to be fined by the FCC because it was a fleeting reference, and the court decision that tossed out that policy would complicate matters. You know, remember when Bono said it on the award show?
Yes.
They pretty much said, look, if it's in a fleeting reference, not in reference to the sexual act, sometimes they'll let it slide. So people are speculating that's what will happen in this case as well. But good for you, Diane. Just let it all hang out there.
I'm shocked that ABC would not have some sort of a five-second delay on their program.
They will now.
I'm guessing if you're interviewing Diane Keaton, who's 11D, and Diane Sawyer, who's there, and she's, almost 11D, they're not worried about the F-bomb coming flying out. It's like you're talking to Flava Flav or something.
No, I'm surprised to hear it happen from Diane Keaton, too, but I'm just surprised in general they don't have a delay on the show because they interview people in the crowd that are standing outside the studio. I mean, all day long they have voices on that they can't
hear. They might,
sure,
but you know the censors, the guys with their fingers on the button, looked at each other and said,
What did you just say?
Ah, it's too late. Damn it.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Today's celebrity birthdays: John Carpenter, very talented director who gave us a lot of scary movies. He is 60 years old today. Sade is 49. She's a smooth operator.
I hear that.
I've always found that to be true. David Chokichi, who was Cody Madison on Baywatch, is 40 years old today. And Kate Moss, supermodel, is 32 years old today. To celebrate, they've put a candle on a crumb for her. She gets to blow it out and just eat the crumb.
You have to cut it in half first.
Yeah, that's right. She's give pieces to other people at the party. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What's that song you're playing, Lara?
That's
the eye for little Danny Lynn dressed up like a pirate on The Insider last night.
Yeah.
It's the Kevin DeBeach Show on K-Rock. Ralph saw Cloverfield that opens Friday. He'll talk about that next. Also, the CEO of a company called No Odoro. And yes, it's exactly what you fear it might be.
Yeah.
If you got smelly junk. So that's coming up on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Right now, though, the Tom Cruise video that everyone is talking about, which apparently was made a couple of years ago, but somehow just surfaced this weekend. And it's interesting because, Scientology, they got the power and they got the people in place to make things happen. As fast as this video is going up on websites, it's being ordered taken down.
Oh, is it? That's what I was going to ask you about.
Yeah, so it's a little hard to find, but people keep putting it back up there, and you'll find out why as we hear a little bit of Tom Cruise talking about his religion.
Bean found it yesterday and told Omar, you have to get the audio right now because they're very litigious and it'll go away quickly. So Omar got the audio. It's Tom Cruise talking about himself and Scientology.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting apparently the Medal of Valor, which I think you get if you destroy your career with Scientology. I think that's what they give it to you
it's,
for.
It's not for pulling that lady's car out of a ditch when she went off the road in the snow?
That's okay. Expected of everyone, and I'll tell you why. Being Tom Cruise saves lives because he's the only one who can. This is where he talks about driving past an accident,
and if
you're a Scientologist, you have to pull over. You don't have an option, and here's why.
Being a Scientologist, when you drive past an accident, it's not like anyone else. As you drive past, you know you have to do something about it because you know you're the only one that can really help.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't how is that possible?
Anyone who pays $15 a year to be a AAA member, anyone help?
You're the only one that can help.
Doctor in a car driving by, he can't help?
Nope. Not unless he's a Scientologist. I think he's talking in the greater world sense. You're the only one that can help. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Anyone could stop and you know, help someone get out of a car, but that's not the help. It must not be the help that they need. So Tom, before he gets them out of the burning car, makes them swear an allegiance to the religion, Scientology. Okay. I don't know what he means by that, but it's a little bit scary. And now he talks about ethics that he puts on other people.
And am I going to look at that guy, or am I too afraid, because I have my own out ethics, to put in someone else's ethics? And that's all it comes down to. Because I won't hesitate to put ethics in on someone else, you know. Because I put it ruthlessly in on myself.
I don't know how you put ethics on someone else, but he's going to do it.
I don't know either.
I'm not sure what he's talking about here is so crazy, but I don't understand his message. Is he saying that he holds himself to a high standard,
yes,
so he also expects other people to do the right thing?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's admirable,
I guess. But I won't hesitate
like
to put ethics on somebody else.
Yeah.
It sounds like
it does sound like he's forcing it. Yeah,
like a bullet.
Know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then he goes on and he talks about the people in the Church of Scientology and how they are the authorities on everything. And listen to the list of things that they are the experts in.
We are the authorities on getting people off drugs. We are the authorities on the mind. We are the authorities on improving conditions. Criminon, we can rehabilitate criminals. Way to happiness, we can bring peace and unite cultures.
Well, how about doing that then?
Just
those
things.
There's some cultures that are fighting in Iraq right now. It'd be nice if they got along. Why don't you head over there, Tom? You got that kind of power.
Why not open it up to everyone instead of making it such a secret if you can do such wonderful things?
How about going to Africa? They're fighting. The tribes are fighting each other for all of time.
They seem stingy to me.
They do. They keep it close to the vest. Tom says that people are always looking to them for the answers.
Being a Scientologist, people are turning to you, so you better know it. You better know it. And if you don't, you know, go and learn it. You know?
Sounded like you didn't know where he was going with that. And if you don't, I'm going to have you kit. Go learn it.
So be prepared. Yes. People will want your help, and they will want to know what you know. By the way, I know the video is a couple years old, but I can't take any more of the Limp Bizkit music going on top of hearing Tom. What's up with that?
That's the Mission Impossible theme that was in his movie, I guess, whenever, way back. I don't know what an SP is. What's an SP to Scientologists? Okay. But apparently people ask Tom all the time if he's met one, and he finds that very funny. I'm being told by Lightning it's suppressive person.
Okay.
Non-believer.
So that's a hater, right?
They said, so, like, have you met an SP?
I looked at them, you know, and I thought, oh, what a beautiful thing, because maybe one day it'll be like that.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe one day it will be wow, SPs, like, they'll just read about those in the history books, you know?
All right,
we'll
good.
We'll all be true believers.
We'll all be believers. Excellent.
Wow.
Maybe one day there won't be any non-believers.
Wow.
Hey, radical terrorist Muslims, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, no
pretty much
kidding.
The same thing. And then he talks about wishing that the world were different. And listen to how he stammers around. This is the last clip. And can't really figure out where he's going and whispers and laughs a lot. And he crazy.
I wish the world was a different place. I'd like to go on vacation and go and romp and play and just do that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, that's what I want it to be. Okay. That's how I would, you know, there's times I'd like to do that, but
why can't you?
But I can't.
Why?
Because I know.
Because he knows.
He knows what?
I don't know.
Look,
he won't share it with you unless you pay for it.
The way the world is today, Tom cannot rest.
He can't
take a day off.
He can't rollick.
He is saving the world.
That's true. He's saving lives every day. That's
every
where those
day.
Stories come from.
He can't romp.
And they're bringing cultures together and peace and rehabilitating criminals.
Sure.
Getting people off drugs
where
at all hours
doing
of the night.
That? I would like to know.
Don't know.
So he can't go on vacation.
That's
because
correct.
Of the way the world is today.
Yes.
Because he knows.
Dude,
he
price
knows.
Line. It's not that hard. I mean, just tell him where you want to go.
You
put
don't
up
get
your
it.
Credit card and go.
You don't get it. He knows.
I guess I don't get it.
That's pretty sweet, and you should have Psycho Mike start your car for you today when you leave the building. Ralph, how come you never mentioned you wanted to even go see Cloverfield? How come
Cloverfield!
You weren't even looking forward to it, and now you're all talking about it again?
Cloverfield comes out this Friday. It's a J.J. Abrams movie where some kind of monster attacks New York. Ralph's been so excited and saw it last night already.
I was lucky enough to have a screening of Cloverfield last night. The very kind people at Paramount Pictures put together a screening for me and some other K-Rock folks and some friends of mine. So we got a chance to see it. Yeah, and
you sit there and smoke cigars and have people killed?
Yeah, exactly. Drinking cognac out of a snifter. But here's the thing. I have been so excited about this film since, July, since the Transformers came out when I first saw the trailer. I've been looking forward to this film because I love a good monster movie.
Right.
And there hasn't been one in a really, really long time. So I've been looking forward to this. And sometimes when that is what you're thinking and feeling, you build yourself up to the point where you can't help but be disappointed when you see a film.
Almost always.
Almost always.
When you have hopes that are that high.
Except when it comes to Cloverfield.
Really? It delivers?
Saw it last night, and I am still thinking about it, talking about it. We're mulling over things. You can't shake this movie. And here's the thing. Monster movies traditionally have been known as sort of goofy, good fun.
Right.
Sort of like a popcorn movie where you go and you get to see Godzilla fight Mothra and you see a Japanese guy in a rubber suit stepping a bunch of buildings. And it's always been sort of fun.
Campy?
Not the case here.
Really? No fun.
This is not. It's fun, but not in sort of a goofy, campy popcorn movie kind of way. And kudos, I think, to J.J. Abrams and director Matt Reeves for not going that route, because we've certainly seen enough sort of goofy, special effects-laden action movies to satisfy anybody who likes that kind of film for a long time. I can't tell.
Ralph, how would you compare the tone to, say, a movie that comes to mind as you explain what I think you're talking about with this one, of War of the Worlds, where it was well done, great special effects. It was a monster movie, but it was also very scary and very realistic. Would you say it's kind of in that vein?
It leaves War of the Worlds in the dust.
No kidding.
Because
that was excellent.
War of the Worlds and films of its ilk tend to make the special effects the star of the movie.
Right.
And in this movie, wisely so, the special effects happen so subtly and so much in the background that it becomes seamless with the story that they're telling and then never draws attention to itself, which makes those special effects even more effective. If you're not showcasing them, if you're not setting them up and saying, look how spectacular this is, isn't this cool, it becomes much more engrossing and realistic and draws you more into the film because things are just happening organically in the course of the story.
When you saw the thing that was destroying New York, you thought to yourself, wow, I didn't know that was a...
Here's the thing about the film, and the reason it is brilliant is because... What this film is a monster movie for the post 9/11 YouTube handycam America.
I was going to say handycam. How does that come into play?
Because the whole film is shot from the perspective of a group of people who are trapped in the middle of this nightmare, which is this creature devastating Manhattan, the island of Manhattan.
Creature that looks a lot like.
And a lot of people, I think, will compare it to the Blair Witch Project, which has a similar style.
That almost made me sick, though, with people not being able to hold the camera still.
Here's the thing. Maybe Cloverfield isn't the movie for you, then.
No, I'm still going to go.
Because stylistically, it certainly is a film like that, where basically the premise is you're finding a tape that has been filmed by people who went through this ordeal.
Right.
But at that point, this movie just leaves that movie in the dust, because the storyline, the nature of what they're showing you, and how they compel you to get involved with these characters and root for them throughout the whole thing is just fantastic.
So does one of the characters say on the film as he's filming, hey, I can't believe it.
And the thing that I loved also about the film is not only do you relate to the characters and you go along on this ride with them, but this movie is genuinely terrifying. And there's a difference.
Excellent.
There's a problem in modern filmmaking where people are confusing shock with fright. And so in a lot of movies, you know, you see a girl climbing the stairs and a cat jumps out of her from the closet. And
it's always a close-up, so you can't see
it coming. And you go, oh, because you're shocked by that. But that's not scary. This movie is scary and suspenseful and will keep you literally – and it's emotionally disturbing. It is really at the end of the screening, people are left sort of stunned and dazed by the end of it.
Wow. Awesome. Because the Cloverfield monster is a cat, apparently. I didn't even see that coming at all.
I think you're missing my point
that's
completely.
That's not what he's saying at all.
Do they sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge, Ralph?
Literally, I was on the edge of my seat. Now, there are some caveats here, and Kevin brings one up. If you're the kind of person that gets sick from a lot of motion, it's movie shot from the perspective of a handheld video camera.
But you can hold those relatively still.
Not when you're running from a giant creature.
From
so
a giant
much. Creature.
That's
a creature.
It looks a lot like
a creature. And so that there is that drawback. I had a few people, friends I brought to the screening, who said, I saw about 30% of this movie because I had to keep looking down and sort of just keep,
a lot of moving the
keeping from getting
yourself,
nauseous,
yeah.
you know, because of the movement.
Plus, they're scared of the
creature.
What's the monster?
I can't tell you what the monster is, but I'll tell you something. The filmmakers, and we should talk to Matt Reeves, the director of this, because he is a genius. He takes sort of the template of Jaws, which is...
So it's a shark. A shark attacks New York.
No, you're missing my point.
The shark kills the cat?
Land
you
shark.
Don't see a lot of the creature. A lot of it is left to your imagination, much as it would be if you were running from this thing and were just catching glimpses of it here and there. They don't inundate you with the monster the way they did in like a Godzilla movie or something like that. A lot of it's left to your imagination, which I think just increases the tension and increases your involvement in the film because you like the other characters, want to know what's going on and what is this creature. And you know, they're in shock for a large part of the film because it happens so suddenly.
And when you find out what it is, you say, wow, I didn't know that was going to be a...
I also wanted to say about this film, if you're the kind of person that likes your stories tied up with a neat little bow at the end, if you like, you know, Hollywood-type films that everything's sort of spoon-fed to you and laid out there and, you know, you get your happy Hollywood endings, this is not the movie for you either. It's very realistic. It's very, like I said, emotionally disturbing. And it is... It's a remarkable piece of work. It really is. I can't tell you how much
I enjoy it. As long as it's not a clear setup for part two, that annoys me. If they just leave it, like, to be continued or whatever, like it's just clearly set up.
Well, I don't want to get into the ending really details one way or the other because it's really something you should see yourself. But it is not, like, some people are coming out, and it's funny how you get conditioned sometimes. Some people are coming out of the screening saying, I wanted to know what the creature was and where did it come from and why was it attacking? I wanted to know all these stories. And I said, that's not what this movie's about. That's why I loved this movie, because they don't give you any details, because you wouldn't have any details for the 7 hours that this ordeal is going on. You would just be concerned of saving your life and the life of the ones that you love.
By the end of it, do you know what the monster is?
It's a giant green pleather jacket.
Ralph, you haven't mentioned, and I'm curious, how this unknown cast of actors are.
It's a brilliant choice on behalf of J.J. Abrams and the director, Matt Reeves, to go with, for the most part, unknown actors, because it just helps you buy into the story that much more. These people look like people who would be at a party when this thing goes down, and you just are able to follow them through their adventures. And the,
as
the great
they
thing
run
is too,
from
is,
the...
The great thing, too, is although the creature obviously is the first and foremost focus of the film, there's a ton of other perils and dangers that they have to overcome in the course of the story. So
the shark and the cat.
It doesn't become redundant. It's not just, oh, here comes the monster again, here comes the monster again, here comes the monster again.
That's what she said.
There's a bunch of other stuff that they have going on. And, man,
what was that?
And the special effects, the sound in this movie, incredible. See it in a good theater, you know, with high quality sound and visuals, because it really makes it worth your while. I can't tell you how impressive it was.
Well, that's great news. I'm happy to hear that. So you would urge listeners to get a hold of Paramount and have them set up a screening for them and their friends?
No, I would urge listeners this Friday when Cloverfield comes out to go see the movie this weekend. Because I would say if you're interested and you want to see it as early as you possibly can. Because invariably, this kind of movie, people will be talking about it. And our intern, Beer Mug, is already furious and running around with his hands covered because we've just been going at it in the office talking about stuff.
Yeah.
So you want to go in knowing as little as possible that you hear from other people before you see the movie.
Does Beer Mug know what the monster is?
No. So you want to enjoy it as as a fresh experience as you possibly can. So I would suggest you go this weekend if you can possibly, because it's a remarkable movie, and it is it's the return of the monster movie, a truly scary monster movie, which I can't remember the last time I saw one, maybe Alien or something like that. But it's got that kind of vibe to it, you know, where this thing is just lurking constantly, and there's an impending sense of doom, and you can barely catch your
breath.
But
it's not like Ghostbusters, where the monster was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Damn,
how'd
you
guess? It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yes.
That guy wreaks havoc, doesn't he?
He sure does, but he's tasty.
Like to play that song again? Like to play it for you twice. Like that song? We're going to play it for you now again.
No, actually, Kevin, we got something we got to know.
By Linkin Park, Shadow of the Day.
Take it off. What? Take it off. Stop the song. It's 7:48 of the Kevin and Bean Show, 106.7 KRQ. The next song we're going to be playing is called Beautiful Disaster, and that also describes the conversation we're about to have with a young man named Dominic Adams. He is the CEO of a company called No Odoro. Before we bring him on.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, parental discretion is advised.
I don't know that anyone's old enough to have this conversation, but...
This program contains images which may be disturbing to younger or sensitive viewers. Parental discretion is advised.
I'd like to, before we bring him on, I'd like to play a little of the commercial, because I did not realize that this was a problem.
All right.
Okay.
But then I shower like twice a day. Just, I like to be clean. But
yeah, and you wear underwear once and then burn it. I mean, you're known for your fastidious cleanliness.
But here is a problem that I did not know existed.
Having smelly genitals is a huge turnoff to women.
You think?
Yes, I would agree.
All right, let's find out what's going on with Mr. Adams. Dominic, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
We thought it was a joke, you know, a Saturday Night Live type parody commercial when we first heard it, but no, Odoro is apparently a real product for a real problem that some men have.
Yes, the name is actually Nodoro.
Nodoro?
Nodoro.
I'm sorry?
Exactly.
Okay.
Why is it Nodoro instead of Nodoro?
Well, if you look at the logo, you'll see, you know, you get it right away, the N and the O. You know, are around the odor, so Nodoro.
No odor. Okay, Nodoro. Got it.
But,
okay.
But for you know, for people to access it easily, it's ismellperfect.com. That way you can't misspell it.
Okay, this is not a joke, though.
No, it's not a joke. It sounds like a joke. I mean, it did make it last week to the Letterman show.
Right.
And this is a problem that's been around for centuries. For some reason, you know, guys are just too macho to admit it, and women, they just won't bring it up because it's too much of an embarrassing problem. I mean, I'll give you an example.
Yeah, we just break up with you.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Case in point, I was on a date a couple of months ago with this girl. On a scale of 1 to 10, she was like a 9, and I don't get 9s, I get 8s.
Okay.
So I'm happy. I'm sitting there. We're having dinner, and every time she laughs, I can smell her breath make it across the table.
Right.
So then I'm faced with the scenario, okay, do I address the issue and possibly lose my 9, or do I just deal with the smell? So
you say, I'll be right back. I have to go to the restroom, and you leave.
Well,
what did you do?
I couldn't see her. I couldn't take the smell. And
and
I was
you didn't say anything?
I'm sorry?
I mean, you didn't say anything.
No, I was not going to be the one guy that brings it up.
Yeah. If you're on a date, you don't want to say
well,
anything.
Well, I know, but at some point, like maybe the second date.
But Dominic is right, though. There are subjects that are touchy, that are uncomfortable, that are embarrassing. And what you're suggesting, it sounds like, with your product is rather, if you suspect you may have this problem, rather than lose an opportunity with a great chick, do something about it. Be proactive about it.
Exactly. I mean, if you have it, I mean, you know it. There's a potential of 33 million people who have this problem. And how we get to this number is that male genital odor typically happens to men that are not circumcised. Right now, 1 out of 3 men in this country are not circumcised.
Oh, so it's not the the velvety orbs, it's the...
How are you going to say that?
it's the pole.
It's
That's where you're getting the smell from?
It's around the top of the mountain.
Oh, dear God.
I see.
Okay. Between the foreskin and the top of the mountain, and I'll try to be FCC compliant here,
yeah.
It's a very humid environment for development of fungi.
Oh!
It just keeps getting worse.
Dominic, why are you doing this with your life? Seriously. Couldn't you have done anything you wanted to do? Why are you going after male genital smell?
Well, I'll tell you why. I found a solution. I mean, I've had that all my life. And like, you know, like a mature guy, I didn't talk to my doctor and say, listen, I think I smelled on there. You know, I had to do something about it because smells are very important to men and to women. So,
but if you didn't have it, well, how did
no,
you?
He said he did.
Oh, you
had
it.
Yeah. So you're not only the CEO, you're a client, basically.
Exactly.
You're a customer.
Exactly. So I, you know, I've always been involved in different ventures, but then one day I figured I have to find a solution. So I did some research, and then I found the active ingredient that solved my problem, and I tested it for 5 years, and I didn't have the resources to start my venture right away. But then we got a team of lawyers that had to file with the FDA the proper justification to say that the active ingredient does this and this and that.
The active ingredient is a circumcision, by the way. There's your answer.
You know, by the way, circumcision rate is declining. It's down to 56%. It's, you know, people are not getting their kids circumcised anymore.
Yeah. And turtlenecks are coming back. I'm telling you, you're ahead of the trend there. So, Dominic, at one point, did you have to go into a room full of guys with money? You had to get some investors in this company, and you had to say, okay, seriously, guys, this is where you want to put your cash. You want to put it in the MGO product.
No, I financed my own thing, and because I believed in the product. I mean, it changed my life. My confidence level went to the roof. I'm like, I know that if I get some action tonight, I'm going to be proud. So then I sat down on the computer, and I had my solution, but then I Googled to see if there was anything out there for
right.
them. And I'm like, oh my God, there's no competition. So this was, an actual solution that I found for myself that I was able to share with the world.
This is the American dream in action. This That's is right. exactly what the founding fathers had in mind when they were setting up this country, is that a guy could start making a living off smelly junk. This is this is a beautiful, beautiful American dream story. I got to be honest, Dominic.
Wait, it doesn't sound so great.
Yeah.
Hey, it's only 3 seconds long, but here's a very satisfied customer of the Notaro who had the smelly junk and no longer does, thanks to Dominic's product.
It's really unfair.
Yeah.
It's really unfair.
That's I'm sorry. That's Terrell Owens still crying about the Giants game. Sorry about that. So it's available in stores or just online, or where can you get this, Dominic?
Right now it's available on the website, ismellperfect.com, and we got our first feedback because we launched a week ago. Let me read that real quick. It said, I cannot believe that this product actually works. I always thought the odor was normal. You give me back my life, and I mean it. Awesome job, you guys. I'm astonished. Lastly, I used the cream the first day, and the odor was gone in hours. It didn't even take 2 days. Thanks again.
Look at this. Well, 1 week in, he's already selling, already getting this kind of feedback, already getting this kind of exposure. It's unbelievable.
And I'm sure the lady there has, at some point, I mean, I don't know if she's going to admit it or not, but had to be with a man.
Lady, have you been with a man that had that problem?
Well, I have to be honest and say I've only been with one turtleneck in my life.
Dave.
No.
It's Dave.
It wasn't Dave. And it wasn't an issue, but I was wary of it.
You were afraid of it?
Because I've heard that before.
Oh.
Yeah. I've heard that it can be not so pleasant.
And I have to look for women here because, you know, you guys get, you know, you get criticized all the time for female odors, and we just
You just assume you're all clean and sparkling.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I got to tell you, guys that aren't turtlenecks sometimes smell like a basement. So,
right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, ismellperfect.com or notaro.com. That's Nodoro. Dominic Adams is the CEO of the company, and congratulations on all your early success. Like Kevin said when we brought you on, didn't know this problem existed, but you all not only knew about it, but you figured out a way to solve it. So, well done, my friend.
It sounds like a joke, but but that's okay. If that's what it takes for people to talk about it. And in addition to that, I want to try to normalize the condition so that it's not that big of a deal. It's a bacteria, and it shouldn't be any different than just dealing with bad breath.
Got it. All right.
Very well done.
Thank you,
Mr. Adams. And KROQ listeners, enjoy your breakfast. You're welcome.
Thank you, Lisa. It's time for the Ralph Show this week.
Sad news today. Brad Renfro, child actor who was 25 years old, has passed away. Apparently some friends found him he was staying with friends overnight, and they heard him snoring. But in the morning, they found him dead, 9 a.m.
Hmm.
He was 25 years old, as I mentioned. He was in The Client, was where he got his big break. Also was in Apt Pupil, starring opposite Sir Ian McKellen. Very talented guy, but ran into some problems with drug abuse and some run-ins with the law as he got older. And no one knows why he passed away, but people are already speculating it could be a drug overdose because of his history. So that's bad news.
Yeah.
Worst news, Britney Spears was caught shopping for pregnancy tests. You can go to WWTDD.com, whatwouldtylerdurdendo.com, to see the photos. They caught her Monday night in a Rite Aid shopping for pregnancy tests.
Yeah.
This is the same day, mind you, that the course decided she wasn't fit to visit with her own children.
But if you, in her defense, if you lose a kid, you can just make more, right?
It's true.
If she's pregnant, I mean, really... Really?
If you're that dude that's dating her, don't you do anything you can to make sure that she doesn't get pregnant?
No.
Or is this
a
ploy for cash?
Are you crazy?
You want to get money?
Yeah. You want a continuous relationship with Moneybag Spears? Then you get her pregnant.
You got to look at K-Fed, who's sitting around cashing her checks for the rest of his life. I mean, or at least for 18 years. You got to look at that and go, well, that's not a bad gig.
Yeah.
More tragic birth baby news. David Spade is apparently the father of a baby with a 22-year-old Playboy playmate.
Oh, wow.
Spade's hooking up a 22-year-old playmate.
He hooks up with hot women.
He does. I know.
He doesn't have MGO.
It's inexplicable, yes.
Unless these girls all had, you know, guinea pigs as a kid, maybe, and they've got a soft spot for small little furry creatures, but I can't understand it.
What is he, like 45 or something, would you guess, Ralph?
Yeah. Jillian 22. Grace is the name of the 22-year-old playmate who says, following a brief fling with Spade, she got pregnant. Spade confirmed the relationship, but told TMZ.com, if it's true I am a father of the child, then I will accept responsibility. Yeah, I did her.
Yeah.
He added. And some more tragic news. Zac Efron, star of High School Musical, was taken to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center yesterday, rushed in with appendicitis. They had to remove his appendix.
How dare you? Are you sure it wasn't just for being too dreamy?
Oh, my God.
Is it possible that's what he was hospitalized for? Is just too damn cute?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Bean says that. Okay. Bean says that. Then people call him gay, and he goes, why is everyone picking on me?
It's not a gay thing. It's,
no.
It goes well beyond that with Zach and me.
Of course.
Doctors
say a spiritual relationship.
Doctors say apparently a gerbil had been nibbling at his appendix and caused it to rupture. So,
nope.
That must have been the problem.
Well, that is so true, Dick.
No, it's not true.
Awesome.
Something perforated it.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure what. I think it could have been a...
Yes?
Nothing. Never mind. After that last break, I probably shouldn't go too far.
He sounded a little depressed to be on the show after the Notaro interview.
That was rough.
We took it seriously. It's apparently a real problem, Ralph. We're just trying to help the listeners. Lisa said we're doing a public service. She didn't enjoy it either, but she's glad the product is out there.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
Can we talk to the people who market Kaopectate next?
No, rather not.
Unreal.
We do have highlights of last night's American Idol premiere coming up immediately after the news, and then funny man Jay Moore in the 8 o'clock hour.
And lastly, the Harris Poll people have asked America, who is your favorite television star? And the list has been released today, the top 10 favorite TV stars in America, according to Harris Poll. And these people are for real. They do like political polls and stuff. It's pretty believable. There's a tie for ninth, so this is 9 and 10. At a tie, Homer Simpson... and Ray Romano. Hey, listen, everybody, enough with Ray Romano. He hasn't been on television for like a decade. Let it go. I know everybody loves him, but it's time to move on. Ray freaking Romano. Are you kidding? Number 8, Bill O'Reilly. Ooh.
What?
Oh. What?
It's a tie at 6. So
wait a minute. Bill O'Reilly is better than Homer Simpson?
Yes.
Come on.
More beloved than Homer.
All right.
There's a tie at 6, so this is 6 and 7. David Letterman and Stephen Colbert came in at 6 and 7.
Respectively.
Number 5, Jon Stewart.
Sure.
Number 4, Hugh Mother Effin' Laurie. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Yeah. Hugh, your mother.
He's so spectacular. I got my wife for Christmas the box set of his sketch comedy show from England.
Oh.
About 10 years ago, he did sketch comedy with his partner, Stephen Fry, who's also a very talented actor. And it's hysterical, but it's so weird to watch him do silly voices and dressing up like women and just doing all kinds of crazy Monty Python stuff when you know him as Greg House on the series. That's how much range he has.
Yeah.
He's magic. Jay Leno, number 3 on the list. Unbelievable.
Wow.
That David Letterman is 6 and Jay Leno is 3. Number 2, Oprah Winfrey.
Wow. I expected number 1.
She's been number 1 for the past 5 years when they do this poll, but she drops to 2 this year.
I bet I am.
Oh, do you?
She's going to have someone killed.
I don't think you know.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Turns out you do know. Ellen DeGeneres, number 1 favorite TV star. Ellen DeGeneres, favorite TV star in America.
How would you guess that, Lisa?
Well, when you
said
Oprah,
did not come to my mind.
And then I thought, oh, people love Ellen, and she's so easygoing and non-controversial.
You know why she surpassed Oprah
this
year?
Kind of funny.
Like, why is that?
Stryker.
Stryker has a tail.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Stryker pushed her over the edge.
Stryker's tail, yeah.
She looks so much better compared to Stryker that just lifted up her her level of fame. Is that what you're saying?
Is Oprah going to have them killed now?
If it comes down to the people loving them, you know, if that's the basis of the poll, I would have guessed Arsenio Hall.
I hear.
Because the people love him.
I hear that that's true.
I heard it from a very reliable source that the people love him.
Did you know?
What was that source?
Could not have given more of a setup.
We'll never know.
Put a gun to my head.
All right. Hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you. Arsenio. Arsenio Hall, folks. The people love him.
See? I told you.
I guess you're right. You sourced it.
Today's celebrity birthday is John Carpenter, legendary horror movie director. He gave us Halloween and The Thing and The Fog and the Notaro. That was the scariest movie, I think. He's 60 years old today. Sade, the singer, is 49. David Chokichi. Cody Madison on Baywatch is 40 years old today. And supermodel Kate Moss celebrates her 32nd. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Circumcised funny man Jay Moore has joined us in the studio of the world-famous K-Rock this morning. He, of course, at the Irvine Improv Thursday through Sunday of this week. You got to go see Jay live on stage. You'll recognize him. You go, that guy used to be an actor.
Yeah, I'm Tracy Morgan right now. I'm not even Jay Moore's. I'm Tracy Morgan because I'm legendary.
Hey, your first Sunday movie, man. Good job with that. Big money.
Yeah, we had a good time. After I ate Jim Brewer. And Dugong evolved from Seal with a cold splash.
I hear he's really that crazy. Is that true?
Yeah.
He's really nuts.
Did you see him on Letterman this week, Jay?
No, I was washing my hair. What happened?
I swear to God, I hope I still have the tape. It'd be worth bringing in. I swear to God, you know, he's had some problems with the alcohol, and he had to wear the bracelet and everything like that. He's, you know, gotten into some real trouble with drinking
in
the last year. So.
I like it.
I swear he was blasted
of
on Letterman
I
this
was.
Week. Blasted.
Dave Letterman got that big old beard like a mountain man. Yeah, I want a baby girl with a doo-doo pamper.
Mike, what was the pickup line you heard for real that Tracy Morgan was using?
I'm going to put a baby in you, bitch.
Well, that's
somebody's getting impregnated. This is Louis Vuitton right here. Hey, ladies, and my Mercedes. Yo, I'm going to open for Jay Moore at the Improv tomorrow night. And that's my word.
When I have a son, I'm going to name him Word, and I'm going to walk around the black neighborhood and tell everyone that Word is born.
I can't wait for that.
Well, good luck. Wayne Gravett liked it.
Jay, what are you up to, man? What are you doing?
Just got back from San Antonio. Had a corporate show last night.
For what kind of company?
It's hard to explain.
Like
really.
A sales thing or something?
It's the people that do the architecture of the inside of like Wegmans and Best Buy. It's like the people that go, Best Buy's got to be blue and yellow.
Right.
It's like all those people.
Are they a good audience?
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah.
Standing out.
Okay.
Does that mean, why'd you say I was the circumcised Jay Moore, Beaner?
We just had an interview with this guy hawking this new product called Notaro, and he was telling us it's for genital odors that come mostly from uncircumcised guys, and he was telling
smegma.
Us smegma. He was telling us shocking statistics of the percentages of children born in this country who are no longer circumcised. Apparently,
well,
there's a move away from that.
Those people are called savages.
Well,
you give them a spear and put a bone through their nose, and they say unga bunga bunga.
Oh. We've got
you
one
have to circumcise your child.
Let me tell you something, Jay Moore. We've got one guy in our midst, in our little group, our little petri dish here at K-Rock, Dave, the King of Mexico. You know Dave, the guy who answers the phones. He's wearing the turtleneck. I mean, he's the one in our group. But
that's disgusting.
I
don't really watch porn anymore, but when I did, if a guy wasn't circumcised, I'd lose my erection. I couldn't imagine how the poor girl thought.
Here's the
with that
beginning
alligator coming at her.
Here's the beginning of the commercial for that.
Having smelly genitals is a huge turnoff to women.
Wow. Is that the real commercial?
Yes.
Yes.
I know.
Is
it sounds
something
like
Ralph threw together?
Nope. It sounds like it's comedy, but it isn't.
Look, I circumcised my son. We did it in the garage with a wood chipper. We had the neighbors come over, and we had some Manischewitz. But let me tell you, folks, Irvine Improv tomorrow. You got to come. I have a door deal. But listen,
it'll be legendary.
You have to circumcise your children. And people will go, oh, you can't. It's barbaric. It's this. It's that. You have to circumcise your kids. There was two uncircumcised kids in my grade in high school.
Right.
I'm 37 years old. I still know their names.
Because you harass them so much?
Drew Wazalewski and Chuck Cucuzzo, Anteater and Egg Roll. And Drew Wazalewski was on the wrestling team. He wrestled at like 155. And one day, Mike Burns, who was our heavyweight, walked in. And Drew Wazalewski with his turtleneck crank was getting up the scale.
Right.
And he goes, what's up, Egg Roll? And Drew Wazalewski just goes, bow with a right hand and effing flattens the heavyweight like he's unconscious. And he like hit his head on the cement floor. And from then on, we just called him Drew.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want that kind of treatment.
But then Chuck Cucuzzo inherited the other name. Like,
you piled on.
Egg Roll, Anteater.
I don't think we ever. ask Dave what mom was thinking, but I mean, is it a Mexican thing? Forgive my
they're poor,
naivete.
They're poor and they can't afford it.
That's not true.
That is it. I swear to God.
It's like a religion now going around. You can't.
With minorities, it's like in the hospital and they're like, listen, for another $50, I could circumcise him. They're like, mijo, that's a lot of blankets at a Laker game. Forget it. Don't circumcise him. Leave him alone. Let it be natural. Let it be natural. Don't cut it. Don't cut it.
Tracy Morgan, are you circumcised?
Of course I am. They had to circumcise me 3 times to get all my hemispheres. This ain't even a penis. This is a planet right here. It's got a weather system.
Sure.
Yo, Jay Moore's at the Irvine Improv tomorrow.
Oh,
you gotta
that.
Go.
Tomorrow through Sunday, Irvine Improv.
You interrupt me because I'm black and I'm beautiful.
We need to take a quick break and come right back. All right, we had Jay Moore in here a second ago. I think he ran out to talk to his wife. Kevin and Bean Show, 8:31. There you are. Hey, dude, we're on the air.
So am I.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Norm McDonald there, you know. And, I'm going to be with Jay Moore at the, improv.
Oh, you're going to be there too? How about that?
Oh, yeah. It'll be good there, you know. And,
yo, Norm, I didn't even know you was on that show.
Tracy, that's good there. Black guy. He's, funny. Yeah.
Jay, we were talking about you when you were out of the room and how what a nightmare it must be to live with you, to be your wife, your counterpart. That seems like that would be really a difficult job.
I suggested you're a little different at home.
Well, she's not coming in if that's a way to go.
No, no.
Get her in
no, no,
here.
No, no, no. That's not what I'm
it
saying.
It wasn't.
But get
are you
her
high
in here.
Are you high maintenance at home, Jay?
No.
Really?
I know that my number one problem is I talk too much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I have a constant thing in my head of like, just shut up.
And still is probably too much.
Definitely it's too much,
yeah.
But she's monk-like in her existence. Like, she can read a book and be quiet for, like, 2 days on end, so we even each other. Two, as Buddy Hackett once told me,
two people have to make a circle. So if you're a 359 and she's a 1, that'll work.
That's the first Buddy Hackett reference and voice in probably 10 years.
When was the last time you heard a Tracy Morgan impression? When was the last
Never.
Time you heard
I don't think so.
a Norm McDonald impression there? And Kevin and Bean, that's good. I'm at the Improv with yes. Jay Moore. Jay Moore is there, you know, and he's good. My voice cracked a little because I was on a plane. I did a movie with Forrest Whitaker. I'm only doing black men in my act now. Walking. I'll still do some walking.
Is he black?
Well, yeah, from the waist down.
Okay.
Oh. Whoa! Yeah, I like to work blue.
All right, so Tracy Morgan, now you're talking about Forrest Whitaker.
Well, I did a movie with Forrest Whitaker with him and Keanu Reeves. It'll be out, I think, March, called The Night Watchman. That's why I'm this buff sample you see in front of you.
Oh,
now.
That's from the comic, right?
No, it's the guy that wrote Training Day. He wrote kind of like a sequel, but with a whole big crew. Like,
okay, all right.
And you did that with Keanu Reeves, and we were talking off the air about him.
Forrest Whitaker. At one point, it was Keanu Reeves, me, and Forrest Whitaker standing together for a still photo, and I thought, this is the actual scale of acting.
Who was at the low end, Jay?
I'm not going to say anything. One of us has an Oscar.
Right.
And it ain't me, and it ain't new.
Right.
That's what I called him.
Yeah.
You called him new? What does Forrest have to say when you hang out with him?
Well, whenever you do a scene with Forrest, you nothing he ever says so seems to ever come out all at the same time.
Isn't it funny that he's such a great actor, but really that's how he speaks in all the time?
I don't think it's very funny.
But I like, I'm hoping to work with Chris Tucker, too, because that's my other black person impression.
Oh, let's hear that.
Here's my impression of Chris Tucker in any movie.
Beep, 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 blue, blue, blip, blip, man.
Because that's what I hear. Is that English?
He doesn't say any words.
Have we just gone back to the days of, you know, just, you know, I don't want to say things that are going to get us in trouble because it's a corporate
yes,
world out there. No, I do not.
Okay, all
you
right.
Guys sell a lot of tickets for a kid named John Ferguson Moore.
I don't know that guy.
Beep, beep. Man, make a black man change his radio. Blee, blee, blue, blue, blue. Blee, blah, blue, blah, blah. Yo, hey. I understand everything he's saying. He says you got to take the stapler and make sure the pork chop's got a flat mold.
Oh, thank you, Tracy. Appreciate that.
Yo, anytime, Bean. Hey, yo, Jay, I can hook you up because Jay Moore's my uncle.
I wasn't aware of that. That's good news.
Yeah.
Is he playing anywhere this weekend? Because I'm confused.
He's at the Irvine Improv. Okay. It's legendary. I ain't Jim Brewer. Jay Moore's my uncle.
May I ask for Jay Moore, sports enthusiast, for 1 second, please?
Yeah, sir.
Patriots?
All the way.
Really?
Yeah. And how, you know what?
You want them to go all the way or you think they
will? I want them to go all the way.
You do.
We want a perfect team just so we can get those stupid, doddering, old, drooling, diaper-wearing fools from the 72 Dolphins to stop toasting every time somebody loses at 10-0.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm still mad at the Ravens for losing to the freaking Dolphins. We could have had an 0-16 team and a 16-0 team. The Ravens?
They blew it.
Oh, two undrafted zeros beating the Ravens.
What did you think of the big upsets this weekend? What did you think about that?
Oh, I just marveled at it, really.
Did you love the Cowboys losing as much as we did?
Did you hear Terrell Owens crying? Did you hear that?
No. Was it worth
you
me
didn't hear?
Getting it?
Yes.
On FoxSports.com. FoxSports.com/Jay Moore.
Jay, you will love, if you haven't heard this, this is going to be the treat that
you have.
You'll,
yeah.
Yes. You will love this. A locker room after the game when the Cowboys lost.
Listen, this is not about, you know, Tony. You
all
guys
right, start
can
over.
Point the finger.
Did he start it by going, that's nice?
No, he said, this is not about, is how he started it.
No, the first thing he goes is, that's like somebody goes, do you like my suit? He goes, that's nice.
Listen, this is not about, you know, Tony. You guys can point the finger at him. You can talk about the vacation. And if you do that, it's really unfair.
Before it gets good.
It's really unfair.
Starts crying. Not kidding.
That's my team. It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair. We lost to the team. We lost to the team, man.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Who is the best? Is that can't be him.
I almost, like, spit coffee a little bit.
How great,
like,
is that?
Clips are never as good as people say they are, with the exception of the Oklahoma State. Like, come after me. I'm a man. Right.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy.
That was the best.
Come after me.
That was the former best before Terrell Owens.
Before T.O., yeah.
This is great.
Come on.
There's so many. Can we do it again, and can I take it piece by piece?
Sure.
But listen, he's the first thing he says is, that's nice.
I think he's responding sarcastically to something someone just said, and now this is
the
his
men
answer.
Are talking, sweetheart.
You think someone said nice suit? That's your answer?
No, I don't know, but I know you got a Mexican in there having sex with one of your pinup girls.
That's true. All right, here you go.
Listen, this is not about...
That's nice.
You know, Tony, you guys can point the finger at him. You can talk about the vacation.
All right, stop. Vacation.
Yeah, that's right.
Go back a little bit. Now he's one of the Cosby kids. It's Mushmouth, Rudy, and T.O. Hey, I say we have a vacation. That's nice. You like a school on vacation. No class. Vacation.
Now, for folks who don't follow sports at all, Tony Romo took a little bit of heat from some fans because instead of prepping for the game, they had 2 weeks off because they got the bye week for week one of the playoffs.
He was down in Mexico banging Jessica Simpson.
With Jessica Simpson, right. And a lot of people are suggesting she's been bad news for Tony. He's not played well since they started dating. So that's what T.O. is addressing there.
You can talk about the vacation. And if you do that, it's really unfair. It's really unfair.
Now, I have a question for you. Is it possible that he's crying for real? Is
it
that possible?
Like it. I saw it.
He's one of the biggest a-holes in the world. He always has been. Self-centered,
you know what?
Lousy teammate.
I interviewed him once. He was the coolest guy in the 49ers when I went up there and interviewed everybody. He did snow angels with me in the field.
I can't argue with snow angels.
I was like, will you do a Dana Stubblefield? I'm like, will you pick me up and carry me like a baby? Like, just goofy quiet. They're like, no, 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 no. And then I'm like, you want to go out in the field and make snow angels? He goes, yeah, I could do that. So I thought that was cool. And then,
but as far as being a teammate and talking up your team and teamwork and the quarterback,
yes.
He's a douche.
Yeah.
He's the
worst. He's the guy who throws his quarterback under the bus at every opportunity. He did it in Philadelphia and San Francisco.
This is why I think he's crying. I think he's crying because he realizes he's running out of shots.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Like, he went with Donovan McNabb, and it's all about Romo and this and that. And I think, you know, and plus we don't know, like,
maybe eating a Vicodin at the time. And I'm not saying he takes Vicodin.
No, of course not.
How about everyone's like surprised that Roger Clemens took steroids? Like, have you ever seen the size of the man's ass? 44-year-old men should not have an ass like Serena Williams. They should have flat ironing board asses and khaki Docker jeans, and they should rock back and forth on the balls of their feet. They shouldn't be walking around with giant ice cream scooper Snoop video booties. Like, Roger Clemens is the world's largest ass. He should be in, like, a ludicrous video. And then you got Andy Pettit, who is injecting something into those sexy, suckable Andy Pettit juicy Jewish lips of his. Oh, those sexy Andy Pettit lips. You just want to suck his face off.
I have feel like no I'm idea. At the Irvine Improv right now.
I have no idea what you're talking about now.
You don't know about Andy Pettit's juicy lips?
I'm sorry. I don't know about his juicy lips.
What do you know about? Well, then what you know about?
I don't
As
know
Robin
much.
Harris would say, well, then what the heck you know about? Yo, if you want to do a good Tracy Morgan impression,
okay.
You got to be able to do the impression. But what I do is I just go in my son's room and I pull out randomly his Pokemon cards.
Right.
And I just read who it is, who they evolved from, and their characteristics. And you just
in that voice?
Oh yeah. Oh, I had Uncle Dugong. He evolved from Celia to Cold Splash. You get -10 points. You cross his path. Pull up any pull up somebody on Pokemon on your computer. It's anyone.
Lisa.
It's great. Oh, Charizard's a rock type. You didn't even know that.
Okay.
He's a rock type.
We need to take another break. Jay Moore is here. He's going to be at the Irvine Improv Thursday through Sunday, and we will be. Jay Moore is in our studios.
I don't know what we did wrong, by the way, but Jay Moore is in here. Nikki Cox is in the other room.
Yeah,
tell me about it.
Nikki Cox is tired.
We lose that lottery.
Nikki Cox is tired.
Yeah,
By the way, her name is Nikki Cox Moore.
By the way, both Jay and Nikki came in this morning like they just got off a Lambeau field, like they've been sitting in the snow watching football. He's got a scarf on. She's got mucklucks and a parka. What the hell? Where are you coming from?
I don't know. Why does the guy know what mucklucks are? Way to come flying out of the closet like a Murphy bed. I'm at the Irvine Improv tomorrow.
By the Eskimos, I'll have you know.
Jay is at the Irvine Improv tomorrow through Sunday. Irvine Spectrum, 949-854-5455. You know, we love having Jay on the show.
Wait, what did you say, Bean?
What?
I can't hear anything. What did you just say?
Jay's at the Irvine Spectrum Center. Call 949-854-5455. Get your tickets. And then I was starting to say, Jay has been a good friend of the show for many years, but he's starting to get awfully familiar here. He came in practically at gunpoint and stole Alex's breakfast this morning when he arrived.
That's true.
I just got off an airplane. I'm hungry, Norton.
And Ralph, apparently he's taken over your workstation, too.
Well, he's a pain in the ass when he comes into the office.
How am I a pain in the ass?
I've been trying to set up this thing. I'm going to do this Star Trek tour down in Long Beach, you know?
Right.
Trying to set it up for a couple weeks now, trying to get this tour done because I want to do a bit down there with some of the Trekkies.
Right.
So I get an angry email back from one of the people who work in the station here saying, I don't know what you're talking about, but I guess I must have missed something. Sorry. And then I realized I read below the email that I had sent to him, which said, never mind, I don't want to go and hang out with a bunch of effing queers, Ralph. And I realized Jay Moore had sat down on my computer and answered my email without my knowledge. And that's how he responded to one of our advertising execs here at the station.
Best.
And he was understandably confused by my anger, at the Star Trek tour.
You know what?
Yeah.
I was there, and I'm laughing at how funny it is now. I'm the one that did it, and hearing it back is making me laugh. What a jerk going to Long Beach. Well, actually, you know what? Nothing you do disappoints me, so maybe I should write that guy an email and say, that was me, not Ralph, because everything you touch, my friend, turns to gold.
Thank you.
You're
God
the
bless.
Midas of comedy. I've always loved you, Cousin Sal.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, let's see who else. Who was in studio this week?
On our show, you mean?
Well, Foo Fighters. We had Foo Fighters on Monday. They were great.
They were in studio?
Well, we were at the Troubadour.
Was it the Troubadour?
No, we did a whole live show with them.
Who got up at 6 a.m. and came in the studio to make funny, sexy time?
I don't remember.
See? So come on.
Once the show's behind us, we forget about it. I mean, it's...
I have no idea either.
Sit around and reminisce how great Tuesday was. I mean, that's not our way.
Except Ralph. He's going to be at like a bonfire down in Laguna in 2 weeks, holding a s'more going, did I ever tell you what Jay Moore did to me?
We forget about things right after over like you must have done with Paulie.
Paulie's a good movie. Nice choice.
Oh, come on!
Paulie's a good movie.
I don't know, Paulie.
No, Jerry Maguire's a good movie.
Paulie is a good movie.
Oh, stop it.
You're not seven.
Exactly.
Paulie's a good movie. It teaches kids a lot. It's a
I took a seven-year-old and said, are you effing kidding me with this movie?
The seven-year-old fired my agent. What seven-year-old did you take? Somebody you met at a NAMLA chat room?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I put a pack of Rolos in my pants, and I go to the elementary schools.
You make fun of how me and my wife are dressed, and you dressed in like the guy from Central Casting for Cool Kevin and Bean Hollywood. You got that? I had that same jacket and leather.
I'm going out for Donnie Brasco, too, and Donnie said, Brasco. Not with that
watch or not. Fugazi. That watch is Fugazi. Look at those weird nap safety shoes he's wearing. What a creep.
Okay, look, we have enjoyed your visit, Mr. Moore, but we are flat out of time.
Speak for yourself, Bean.
I hope you and Forrest Whitaker and Tracy Morgan all have fun on stage at the Irvine Improv starting tomorrow night through Saturday.
All the time I drink is water. It's Crystal Geyser goes in my belly. Yo, this is Louis Vuitton. This is Tracy Morgan. And you got Kevin and Bean for Jay Moore's my uncle. Yo, Ralph, you look good, man.
No matter what Jay says.
You're gonna put a baby in me?
What?
You gonna put a baby in me, Tracy?
Yo, Ralph, I'm gonna put a baby in you, bitch. It's gonna be legendary, because I'm a cheater. Yo, that's a mating call. Go to the Improv and see Jay Moore on Thursday, because that's when he gets all to the door.
Thursday to Sunday at the Irvine Improv. One show Thursday night, two Friday, two Saturday, and one Sunday. Thank you, Jay, for coming in. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys.
Bye now.
Earn your teaching credential in 11 months at National University. Call 1-800-NATUNIV. They're special people.
That's what you want to do. You want to rush through your teaching
to get it to work.
Hurry up and just get it.
I want those people just to skip through as fast as they can and get into the classroom. That's good.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. It's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
I believe the children are the future.
I believe that as well.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
I always said. I got to try out for American Idol. Break out a little Whitney. Congratulations to Matthew McConaughey and his smoking hot Brazilian model girlfriend, Camila Alves. Apparently, the two are expecting a baby. Matt has confirmed so much on his website where he says, and I quote, "Got some blessed news, a celebration of life and bounty, a newborn conceived. Yes, my girlfriend Camila and I made a baby together. We are stoked and wowed by this miracle of creation and this gift from God."
Does he talk that awkwardly?
No.
Okay.
"And so excited for the adventure that will come in raising this child and being a mother and a father. Wish us the best. Keep us in your prayers. And God bless evolution."
Okay.
That's what all the intelligent design people say, don't they? God bless evolution.
That is true, yeah.
Here's some bad news about babies. Britney Spears was caught Monday at Rite Aid shopping for, wait for it, pregnancy tests.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. Please keep in mind, this was the very same day the courts had to step in and take her other two kids away from her.
No.
But looks like she may be wondering whether she's going to have a third.
Oh, no, she did not.
Please, no.
Please. Please.
Why?
I don't care what religion
no!
you are.
God damn it, no!
You Buddhist, Jew, Christian, let's all join hands and say a heartfelt prayer to the Lord.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah. Or God, that doesn't happen. Something we could all come together on. Right now.
Wow.
Over me. And I love it when the old broads still have spunk. Yesterday, Diane Keaton.
If you watch what you're saying.
Diane Keaton was on Good Morning America. She was promoting her new film, Mad Money, with Queen Latifah and Katie Holmes.
She needs a check.
Why are you promoting that?
It sounds like a horrible movie.
Well, that's why she has to promote it.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to go see it based off the trailer.
Why?
Anyway, she was chatting with Diane Sawyer, and she was saying how much she admired Sawyer's beauty, especially her full lips, because Diane believes she has thin lips.
Okay.
And the following conversation ensued live on television on ABC.
I mean, I love them. I'd like to have lips like that. Then I wouldn't have worked on my personality. Or my personality. If I had
also
lips like yours, I'd be better
also
off.
Also a crime.
My life would be better. Now with these thin little skinny lips, what am I going to do?
My mother's going to work on your personality with soap in your mouth is what she's going to do.
Soap in her mouth. I know, excuse me, I shouldn't have said anything like that.
Yeah,
we put the beep in.
She's a little drunk.
Yeah, that. Joe Namath?
Doesn't she?
She's a little batty. Diane is just a little batty in general. She's just goofy. But
talking about
television.
Lips, because she didn't want to talk about the movie. Is that what it was?
No, I think he was just saying, "Wow, you're so pretty." And then she went into the effing personality chunk that went live over the air, and now
that's beautiful.
ABC concerned whether the FCC might fine them or not. But apparently, if it's a fleeting reference and it's not used to describe a sex act, there is a chance they will not be fined or bothered by the FCC.
Good.
But, you know, Dinah Sawyer's just... She just crapped a brick right there at that moment, realizing what happened. She's trying to make light of it, but you know in the back of her head, she's like, oh, no.
Yep.
I used to be a real news person. Now look at me. Diane Keaton's cursing. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ronnie Millsap. I'm sorry. Jay Moore circled that name for me here on my birthday list. I don't know why.
You don't really do country music.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Jim Stafford.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
Guys, I listened to a Jim Stafford album on my iPod on my way home after the Foo Fighters breakfast.
Of course you did.
Wow, what, to bring yourself back down because the Foo Fighters breakfast was so good?
Yeah, just a big fan of Mr. Stafford.
Put you asleep?
To balance it out.
Dear I hope God. One day to get to Branson and see his live show.
You know, Jim Stafford, not to have a story about Jim Stafford. I hate to be like Bean.
Please don't.
But
if you have a story, don't.
He had a minor hit song called My Girl Bill.
I don't know that. Okay.
It was a song, My Girl Bill.
Right.
And at the Eagles-Buffalo Bills game, when I went to it in Philadelphia over the holidays, they play that over the loudspeakers when the Bills came out on the field. That's funny! Michael Bill!
Nice.
That's
funny. Using it as a slam, that's fine.
John Carpenter, legendary director, 60 years old today. Sade is 49 years old today. David Chakachi. Chakachai. Chaka-chaka-ding-dong. He was on Baywatch. He's 40. And Kate Moss. Supermodel.
Ugly.
How did she get to be a super?
I don't know.
No one knows. Baffled.
She's way ugly to me. Not just a little ugly. She's way ugly.
Her career is a conundrum wrapped in a riddle.
It is.
Embraced by an enigma. She is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That's Finger 11, by the way. That song is called Paralyzer here on K-Rock. Did you get the email from the listener yesterday, Kevin, who said, I'm a big fan of the show. In fact, I love it. Look forward to it every morning. But I'm going to say goodbye until the summer because I know tomorrow you're going to start talking about American Idol.
Yeah,
but this is the good part.
This is the good part, but for those of us that hate it, this is an ugly time because
what you shouldn't do is hate American Idol. What you should do is love it.
Help it, dude.
You should watch it and you should embrace it and you should be one with it and you should love it because it's the greatest show ever.
I like the bad singers because their confidence level really is fascinating to me. Right. I like that, but when it gets to them singing and they're serious and they pick all songs that I don't like,
Well, last night was the debut of the new season, and the ratings are, I mean, this show is not just popular. It's maybe the most popular show in the history of television in terms of what margin it wins by. You could take half of American Idol's audience away, and it would still be the number one and number two show in America every week by millions of viewers. I mean, it's that big. It's so huge. And now with no real competition up against it, I can't even imagine what the ratings are going to be like now. But last night was the first shot. They were in Philadelphia. And, you know, they fill a stadium with people who want to come, and they did it over two nights, and they had auditions.
You mean Killadelphia.
Killadelphia, the new murder capital of the United States, right? And they had a little bit of everything. James, 23, he's a tour guide in Philadelphia, and he says he excels in singing any kind of song that he can sing in his beautiful low register.
When as low as in Egypt's land, let my people go, oppressed so hard. They could not stand. Let my people go.
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like
this is a mess.
Yes.
He does.
Hasselhoff.
The judges were laughing so hard for so long that none of them could even talk to him. And the poor kid, he's just standing there and he thinks he's good. He's serious there.
You think
he's
those people? You think those people hear a beautiful song in their head?
I think he did. I think he was genuinely confused as to why nobody would look at him or talk to him because they were just cracking up so far because of his voice. Then we met Udi, who came in and said that he is often told that he sounds like Frank Sinatra, and he wanted to do a Sinatra signature song so that we could all tell.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Well, Simon didn't agree, and here's him desperately trying to stop the song and give some feedback to Udi.
Regrets, I've had a few.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Simon, what do you think of Udi?
Did you honestly think, Udi, and I'm going to ask you this question seriously, that you had any chance of getting through and winning?
Yes, I did.
Well, then you're nuts. Because it was, I mean, it was exactly the same note from start to finish. It was just completely tuneless. Nothing was right. I mean, slightly disturbing, the whole audition.
Can you explain?
Okay, that's one of the things that I love.
Can you explain?
About these contestants is they're in front of a professional who tells them you're horrible and here's why, and they still don't get it.
You know, there has to be a certain amount, though, of people who just want to get on TV.
Absolutely.
And they know they suck. And they're just totally playing around. There has to be a certain amount of that.
They're absolutely, especially with the popularity of this show now in its seventh season. I mean, there was a guy who showed up last night who was wearing, it was something like a bikini top with a skirt. And clearly the guy was just there to get on TV.
Right.
And by the way, he was so hairy and they were so distracted by that they sent him to get his chest waxed. And then he did and came back. And so he got on the TV show twice from last night. But that's the kind of freak show that you get with the early episodes of American Idol. All right. Now, this is wild. Here's a young woman named Alexia who showed up, and she really she was crazy. I mean, she had sparkle all over her face, and she had multicolored hair. She was doing everything she could to stand out. But she says she's studying to be a veterinarian, but she's always had a fantasy, like a lot of people have, of making it in the music business because she loves to sing, right? And I think Simon gives her a reasonable – she's not that good. She's just okay. Simon, I think, gives her a reasonable critique. But wait till you hear how she goes off after Simon says this to her.
I love this.
I don't think this is the route for you, sweetheart. I think you'll either end up as a country vet and be quite normal, or you might end up in a band. But this competition I don't think is right for you.
All right. Now, does that sound cruel or outrageous?
That's about as nice as he gets.
Well, Alexia from Allentown, Pennsylvania, did not agree.
Well, Simon didn't like me, but he's a big, fat, bad word. Very, very bad words. God, what an egotistical... You know what? I'm on camera. He's a... How dare he? How dare a person mock someone like that? How dare he look at me so snug like, I'm hot. Excuse me, you, sir, suck. Sorry. I thank you. I will leave with my dignity.
No, late.
Why do I feel like giving the camera the finger? Why do I feel like giving the camera the finger?
Jeez.
Simon, take it. Take it, take it, take it. I'm going for actressing. I am going to be an actor. I am going to go out there. I am going to rock the world. I am going to show you guys that I can be victorious and...
That's the beautiful Alexa.
Wow. No way to know that's what you're going to get from Simon. There's no possible way she could have seen that coming.
And he didn't even say she was bad.
No.
It was just, this isn't right for you. You could be in a band.
And by the way, this is what's great about these people, though, is they're so committed to being famous that if I can't be a singer, well, sure, I'll just be an actor.
I'm going to go to acting.
I thought she was going to be a vet.
That's a clear way path to being famous.
What
exactly.
Happened?
And by the way, easiest occupation in the world to make it in. You can't. It's impossible to not be a star if you want to be an actor.
No one else is trying it. That's the thing.
Talking about the debut of American Idol last night on Fox, part two is tonight. A lot of yelling going on the show last night.
Ouch.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, right. There were two people who showed up that were really interesting near the end of the show, both of whom came with their own compositions, which you don't see very often. Most of the time they come in and sing songs that they know from the radio or whatever.
Right.
This is Milo. He claimed to be 39. He looked at least 10 years older than that. He is a social worker, and he didn't go through the process to get in or anything like that. He just kind of showed up and crashed the thing. Because he has an important message for the youth of America.
Oh.
And he managed to get in and get his message in front of the judges.
I'm sitting around, minding my biz. Something's wrong and I don't know what it is. My girl comes around, she's an Oedipus Rex. She starts playing with me, all she wants is sex. But take it from me, hear what I say. I don't need that, there's a better way. So I promise her love as she sings along, cause sex is... is weak and love is strong.
I think looking at Milo, by the way, he's not getting any sex, so he doesn't want anybody else to have any sex. Mm-hmm. So he's come up with this whole plan that love is the thing and that sex isn't important.
I love crazy.
But somehow he got that message up. And if you love crazy, you're going to love Paul, who's the last person we'll hear from today. He is – this is one of those creepy guys, Lisa, I'm sure you've encountered him in your life, who won't stop staring directly at you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
They stare, and you know they're thinking evil, bad things that they hope to do to you. You know they don't know any girls, except somehow they become fixated on you. And Paul is there because he loves himself some Paula Abdul.
This is a love song that I wrote for
Paul Abdul.
Can you hear it in his voice?
Oh, dear God. He's got stalker written all over him.
Creepy.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's scaring me.
There is this girl I know. I follow her around. She hasn't noticed me. It really gets me down. I broke into her house when she wasn't there.
Oh, no.
Took off all my clothes and tried on her underwear.
What?
I'm always thinking of her. I really think that I love her. I'm not much of a talker.
This goes on.
So I guess that I'll just stalk her.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll stalk her. If she were a doggy, I would walk her.
Oh,
if she were a blackboard, I would chalk her. If I were Columbo, I'd Peter Falk her.
Okay. Come on.
Not so I'll just stalk her.
Well, it did actually continue to go on.
Wow.
This were good times at J.J. Walker, and it just went on and on and on. And eventually security was called, and he was escorted out of the room. So
wow.
You're not going to be seeing him in Hollywood. He did not make it to the next round. But it is back. It is better than ever. It is a juggernaut. Not too much Ryan Seacrest on the show last night, which I thought was nice.
That's good.
Yes.
But plenty of crazy, and part two is tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox.
What the hell was that?
One of the worst I've ever heard. I hate you so much, I want to shoot you in your face.
Honey, I like you, but you're just not ripe for this competition.
Yo, dog, I gotta tell you, for me, man, that was not even half good, dude.
It's time for your phone calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. Get on the air. Win a pair of tickets to Supercross Round 2 at Angels Stadium of Anaheim on January the 19th. Guys, it's a special throwback night featuring the 1986 Supercross track and more. There's a limited number of tickets you can get for just $10.67. That's the 80s price at Ticketmaster.com with the K-Rock password. Plus, we're giving them away right now for Kevin Amin's What It Do Nephew.
Guys, Jay Moore answered another one of my emails.
Oh, no.
This time to a listener.
You left your email on and when he was walking
well,
by?
Well, it was done. I figured he and his lovely wife, Nikki Cox, were leaving the building. I think he'd stop by the office and do more damage.
Right.
Listener asked for an autographed picture for one of his friends.
Okay.
And I had it on my list of emails to reply to, and Jay Moore replied for me.
He sent an email to them from Ralph.
From me, yeah.
Okay.
F yourself. I'm too busy to help your stupid friends, Ralph.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I had to do some spin control there with that situation.
That's fantastic.
That's not the email
dangerous.
I want listeners to get from me.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I'm confused. What star did he think you had access to an 8x10 of, Ralph? What was it? Who was he asking you to get him an autographed photo of?
No, you didn't.
He just keeps getting funnier.
He
does.
That's the thing about Bean.
Yeah.
Alex in Northridge. Goodbye. Thanks for calling.
Wow. He did hang up, didn't he?
He hung up like as I was going to him. Let's go to Tracy in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Tracy.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Okay, quick story. I went to the Clipper game last night with my parents and my boyfriend.
Okay.
And I'm walking down the aisle, have drinks in my hand, you know, getting excited to drink.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, I get bum-rushed by this guy. He flies down the aisle right past me, spills my drink, doesn't say a word, and walks on by. It is Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Wow. I was like, Ja Rule, are you serious?
Wow.
And then,
what's Tracy, up? How much do you have to drink to enjoy a Clippers game?
A lot.
Yeah,
I bet.
How does the story get better if he already knocked all your drinks out of your hand?
Well, we're sitting there, you know, the national anthem starts, you know, going off, and the girl sings the national anthem wrong.
Oh, I love that.
Everybody in the stadium was going crazy.
I love it when they get the words wrong, to that song especially. That's awesome.
It was intense.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
She must have made 1,000 people in attendance very excited when she started screwing up the words.
All right, let's go to Eddie in Canoga Park. Good morning, Eddie.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
You guys hear about that grandma in Chino that held up the bank? She had a bomb strapped around her chest with a note saying that she was forced to do it.
A grandmother?
Yeah, so now the cops are looking for her to see if they can help her out because she indirectly told the teller to please call the cops.
Oh, so supposedly someone
put a gun to her head and said, go in and do it. Pizza delivery robbery.
Yeah.
They took a pizza delivery guy once and strapped him with dynamite and sent him into a bank.
Wow.
Really? Yeah.
So now it's a grandma.
That's
creepy.
Up.
Wow. So don't do that, Ralph, is what you're suggesting?
I think there's better ways to rob a bank. Take personal responsibility for your thieves. That's right. That's what I say.
Don't leave it on other people.
Right.
What's wrong with you guys? Let's go to Bobby, who is calling from Lake Forest. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What'd
it do? What'd it do?
So a couple weeks ago during Christmas, I get this lady who calls in, and she's looking for a Nintendo Wii. Mm-hmm. So I tell her, you know, they're near impossible to get. You're not going to get one. So she tells me, she says, do you know who I am? She says, I'm from the show OC Housewives.
Oh, no way!
Really?
Yep. So I tell her, hey, it's not going to, I say, if you want a Wii, get in line. So she had a little fit, and then, yeah, I told people around the area, and they're giving me high fives because they have to deal with these people all day.
Wow.
Yes.
The Real Housewives of the OC.
How do you pull that card and try to make someone do something for you?
Wow.
Yep, not the first time she's called anyways.
That's fantastic.
Don't you know me? I was on the first season of Amazing Race. I mean, who's pulling out the reality show, Don't You Know Who I Am?
The bad small reality show, by the way. It's not even successful, I don't think. Let's go to Gilbert in Montebello. Good morning, Gilbert.
Hey, what it do, nephew, baby boo?
What it do,
Gilbert?
I'll tell you what's going on. That guy about the whole uncircumcised thing, there's nothing wrong with being uncircumcised.
Yes,
there is. It's like letting your best friend sleep in a nice warm bed. Keeps it cozy in the winter.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it, man.
Yeah. You guys all have very clever things to say about your disgusting penises. But, seriously.
I'm not going to submit myself.
Clip it. Clip it. Clip it.
No, I don't want to be Jewish. And I'll tell you another thing.
You automatically get to be Jewish when you get circumcised.
What are you talking about, Gilbert? You don't turn into a Jew when you get circumcised?
Yes, you do. It's a sellout, and I'm not going to take it.
It's a sellout.
What are you talking about?
You are one big juicy rationalization, Gilbert.
You might be the dumbest person we've talked to in quite some time.
That's why I don't eat bagels either. Eat a bagel, become a Jew.
Turn into Jewish.
Sure, right. Everyone knows that.
All right. Gilbert, thank you for the call.
It's like a warm, cozy bed to sleep in.
Sure. Let's close with Josh in Sherman Oaks, who I think is asking a question that maybe a lot of people are asking this season.
Trying to avoid that call, if you don't mind.
I noticed that, yes.
Why?
Josh, Sherman Oaks.
What it do? What is the deal with the Kings? I've been a season ticket holder for like 4 years now, and we just can't seem to win.
They're struggling.
Now, I don't follow the Kings as closely as Kevin does, of course, but haven't they, don't they have a little bit of a, I know they had a sucky season, but they got a little bit of a winning streak going on this week, don't they?
Yeah, but what our longest winning streak has been, what, 3 games all season?
Unfortunately, that's the case. Yeah. And I believe
for the last 3 seasons?
I believe we're still in last
place.
You
guys are in the basement. Yeah.
In the whole NHL, by the way, I think the Kings had, the last I checked, had the worst record in all of hockey, not just in their division.
Pay attention. All right.
Just pays attention enough, doesn't he?
Generalizations, that's all.
Hey, Josh, did you go to the game on Saturday against Dallas?
I did.
Shootout, overtime, one. How about?
But it's like we have one team here that's doing awesome, and then the Kings, they just can't capitalize on the fact that we have one of the biggest markets in the nation for hockey.
Yeah, I hear you.
Kevin, if the season ended today, where would the Kings be?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
10 points into last place in the whole league.
Exactly.
One of the problems is that they drafted a super young goalie. Too young, sent him down to the minors, so it didn't really help him much.
Yeah.
It's kind of in trouble.
Well, thanks for the call, anyway.
Thanks
to everybody for the
calls. That was a good call.
You can't run from reality, man. It's happening.
I can.
Face it, dude.
I can run from reality.
I want to thank all of our special guests today, especially Jay Moore. Always hilarious. You really have got to see this guy live. Improv.com or call the Irvine Spectrum Improv at 949-854-5455. He's on stage Thursday through Saturday. Tremendous live entertainer.
And if you got any really rude emails from any of us, it was Jay today.
It was Jay Moore.
He sat down at all the computers and sent out emails.
Impersonating us.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Dominic Adams for joining us. He is the CEO of Notaro. Notaro.
For some reason, it has nothing to do with odor, although that's exactly what it is.
Notaro.com or ismellperfect.com. Don't make me describe to you again what it is. Just go to the website if you smell funny.
Especially Gilbert.
If you smell funny, Gilbert
should definitely check out that website. It's like a sleeping blanket for my penis.
Tomorrow morning on the show, we got Brock Lesnar from the UFC. We got Julie Benz, who is, of course, the co-star of Dexter, which is coming to CBS, which I love.
More importantly.
And is the co-star of Rambo.
You ain't changing nothing.
We're going to talk to her tomorrow.
You can make it. Run!
And we're going to talk to a dude in Texas who saw a UFO named Leroy.
The UFO was named Leroy. Leroy? Wow.
We're going to talk to a guy in Texas named Leroy.
Oh.
About seeing a UFO.
It'd be so much cooler the other way around.
Leroy was
the UFO with
the
same name as him.
So Leroy's flying around through the air there, and Leroy had some lights on him.
Apparently there's been a rash of sightings in Texas. I haven't really followed
this. Leroy has a rash?
God, for God's sakes.
Kat Corbin has returned, ladies and gentlemen. She is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including Paramore, also Rage Against the Machine, Incubus, and the latest from Radiohead, too. That's coming up on K-Rock.